remove your caps, turn your attention to the flags in left field. Veterans, you may salute the flag and join David Kennedy as he honors America with our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
Winner go home tonight, game three in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. It is the first half champions, the home team tonight, the Great Lakes Loons, high affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, taking on the second half Midwest League East champions, the Lake County Captains, high affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari, Jake Volnick back with you in the WJCU studio, getting set for this pivotal Game 3. The winner will move on to the Midwest League Championship Series. The losers, season's over. It all comes down to this, and it will be the Captains trying to take two here in Midland after a win 2-0 last night behind the arm of Tommy Mace, Alaska Abney, and Raymond Burgos, who combined for 9 shutout innings. Tonight, the Captains looking for more offensive production after just putting up 2, even though they got the job done in last night's game. They look to put up some more against Kendall Williams, the right-hander 21 years old for the Loons, here tonight. It will be the Lake County Captain lineup, and it's similar because it's exactly last night's, but we'll give it to you here. First baseman Joe Naraho is leading off. Third baseman Christian Cairo bats second. Petey Halpin in center field batting third. Lexi Planez, the right fielder, cleanup hitter. Shortstop Milan Tolentino bats fifth. Connor Cox in left is batting sixth. DH Corey Holland bats seventh. Behind the plate, batting eighth, Mikael Ramirez. And rounding out the order, Yordiz Valdez, the second baseman. The Captain's starting lineup brought to you by Lakeland Community College. For every why, there's a how. Save thousands at Lakeland while earning a degree, receiving job training, or building your career. Or start at Lakeland and transfer credits. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/your how. The Captains tonight are in their powder blue uniforms after wearing the gray road uniforms yesterday, the navy blue numbers with the white outline, and the Captain's head on the left side, gray pants, and for Lake County, the gray cap with the Captain head on the front. The Loons in their Dodger-inspired uniforms with the white pants, white shirt, and Loons in script written across the front. First pitch from Kendall Williams is a fastball off the plate outside, count 1-0. And we're underway here in Game 3. It's Joe Naraho at the plate batting from the left side. Williams, the 1-0. Fastball, low count, 2-0. Loons written in script, and for the hat, by the way, blue cap with the G and the L, that interlock for Great Lakes. Williams, the 21-year-old, who's made 4 starts against the Captains this season. The 2-0. Naraho swings in the air, foul down the right field line. It goes to the lawn, count 2-1. Williams' last start against Lake County was his best. He went 5 innings, allowing just 2 hits and 2 runs. Worked 11 innings 2 weeks ago against Lake County and combined only allowing 3 earned runs. 2-1, breaking ball off the pitch out or off the plate outside. Count 3-1. Williams has a fastball, curve, a slider, and a changeup, and taking on Joe Naranjo right now, the captain's leader in walks and games played this year. Williams to 3-1. Naranjo swings in the air to right field. Keith takes a step back and makes the grab on the line drive to right for out number one. We'll give you the defensive alignment for the Loons, similar to last night's game as well. In left field, it's Aldridge DeYoung. In center, Jose Ramos. And in right, Damon Keith. From third to first, it's Yorbit Vivas, Eddie's Leonard, Austin Gauthier, and Dalton Rushing. Behind the plate, Dodgers top prospect Diego Cartaya. And on the mound, Kendall Williams. Will now take on Christian Cairo. First pitch is a breaking ball high, and the count 1-0. Cairo, only 4 plate appearances against Williams, but one being a double. That was back on August 30th. The 1-0. Cairo swings, pops it up right side, and it will go into the seats foul. Count at 1-1. Umpires tonight, it's Brian Van Fraken behind the plate, Kenny Jackson at first, Nathaniel Dieterich at second, and at third, Jared Molman, a 4-man crew for the playoffs, usually 2 in the regular season. As it's 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Williams the righty on Cairo, the righty, getting the start at third tonight. Fastball inside, and it hit off the elbow of Cairo. He turns it away, but it hit off that elbow, which had padding on his left arm. So Cairo hit by a pitch. First captain's base runner here is he's aboard. So now Petey Halpin will step up. Petey had quite the batting practice today. Was just really feeling it locked in. A 20-year-old who started his season at just 19 years old, the youngest player on this captain's team, played 105 games in the regular season and both in center field in the postseason. First pitch to him, fastball at the belt, a called strike, count 0-1. Halpin had a single last night in the ninth, 3 in the 2 games played against the Loons this series. Looking to get the captains on the board here early as Cairo has a leadoff first, the 0-1. Halpin swings, line drive into right center field, down for a hit. Cairo hits second, he'll make his way to third, and now it's 1 out and runners on the corners for Lake County here in the first. Petey Halpin continues to do work, and that's his 4th hit in 8 plate appearances against Williams this season, and it sets up Alexri Planez for a big RBI opportunity. Planez, the leading home run and RBI getter for Lake County this season. 19 long balls, 63 runs batted in 89 games. What's been a surprise is Planez is 0-9 in the postseason. 0-5 yesterday for Lake County. First pitch from Williams. Planez swings in the air to deep left. DeYoung backtracking, looking up, and that one's long gone. Alexri Planez with a 3-run homer. First hit of the postseason and 20th home run overall, 418 feet to deep left field, and the captains score 3 here in the top of the first, and that all just with 1 out recorded. The big blast from Planez, he had just 1 hit against Williams prior, and it was also a home run. 3-0 Lake County. Lon Tolentino at the plate. He swings at the first pitch, lofts it into left, and catching it head high, DeYoung, the left fielder, in front of the track for out number 2. But a big blast for Alexri Planez. That one was over the back railing. There's the tall wall here in Dow Diamond, and we'll give you the dimensions of the field bottom of the first, but the tall wall and then a lawn area and then you could call it a railing, a gate that separates the concourse from the lawn, and it went over that. And I think may have gone out of the stadium, but at least got past the lawn. So Connor Cox is now at the plate, the count 0-1 on him, and Williams has to be a bit rattled here, allowing the 3-run shot to Alexri Planez, and the captain's out to an early 3-0 lean before the Loons even have an at-bat. The 0-1. Cox chops it foul left side, heading towards the on-deck circle, count 0-2. Connor Cox, the 22-year-old, played his college ball at Long Beach State. Even if the Captains aren't victorious tonight, he will continue playing baseball. Was selected to play in the Arizona Fall League starting October 3rd. 0-2, Cox swings, pops it up left side. Cartaya gives chase, but it's up and over the dugout and out of play. Cox last night, 1-for-2, two walks, and he was responsible. And the man who scored was driven in twice, both runs for Lake County. They've already hit more, have Lake County scored more in this game one's first, or this game three's first inning than they had in game one and game two, both in game one and game two, two runs on six hits. The 1-2 here from Williams, breaking ball outside, count two balls, two strikes. It looked like the plan is that Williams left a breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and leave really anything over the heart of the plate, and Planez will take full advantage, and he did in this inning. The 2-2, Cox lines it back to the netting, and will once again get it, two balls, two strikes. Williams just trying to settle into this ball game, and blinking, you missed it, and he's down three. The righty from Olive Branch, Mississippi, the deep breath, two balls, two strikes, 2 outs, the windup, kick, and the pitch. Cox spoils it, fouling it to the right side above the roofing and out of play. So Lake County with 3 runs on 2 hits. Cairo was hit by a pitch. Petey Halpin, the line drive single into right center field. And then Alexi Planez with a 418-foot home run to deep left. This will be Williams' 19th pitch of this inning. Two balls, two strikes, 2 outs. The offering, Cox swings, lines it into right, down for a base hit. Connor Cox with a great two-strike approach, fouling off the previous pitch and then reaching down for that one and putting it into right. So now it's Corey Holland who will step up for Lake County, the 7th batter in the order and 7th in this inning. And Great Lakes has to maybe think about getting their bullpen ready to go. Of course, expected 4, if best 5 from Williams, just looking at his season stats here tonight. But right now, he's just trying to get through 1. As he throws it over to first, Connor Cox back in with a head-first dive. Captains with 3 runs put up in this first already. The 3-run shot from Alexi Planez. Cox takes off. Pitch misses outside. Cartaya, the catcher, the throw down. Not in time. Connor Cox with a stolen base, catching Williams sleeping. He didn't really look over before throwing the ball to the plate, so the count 1-0, Cox at second, and a chance for even more runs here in the top of the first for Lake County. Second baseman Gauthier shaded up the middle now, and staying close to the base because Cox has a big lead off second. 1-0, breaking ball, top of the zone called strike, count 1-1. Holland, the designated hitter for the third game in this series, batted 7th in both games 1 and 2, had the RBI double in game number 1. The 1-1, swing and a miss from Holland, count 1-2. So we pitch number 25 of the inning for Kendall Williams. A rough start. He's going to need some offensive support. The Loons know they need to put up some runs, and now before they even get a chance at the bats, they're down 3-0. Here's the 1-2 from Williams. Fastball low and away. Count 2-2. Good eye from Holland staying away. And Williams will have to come back with yet another pitch thrown in this frame. A right-hander is currently getting loose for the Loons. Of course, can't mess around in this win-or-go-home game for both sides. The 2-2. In the dirt, bounces away to the right side of Cartaya. Cox into third without a slide. Now 90 feet from scoring. That big for Lake County. Cartaya tried his darndest to get most of his chest protector in front of that ball and keep it in front. But it went to his right side and allowed Cox to move to third. It was a big lead off the third base bag. The payoff pitch here. Holland swings a chopper foul down the third base line. We'll do it again on payoff pitch number 2. 3 runs, 3 hits for Lake County in this top of the first, shocking this Midland, Michigan crowd, and I'm sure this Loons team as well. Lake County finishing with a one-game lead in the regular season stats over this Loons team. Both teams, 76 wins in 2022. Payoff pitch, Holland foul tips it just under the glove of Cartaya to stay alive once again. And this will be now the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Williams on to Holland here in the first. That's run support for Aaron Davenport already. More than the captain scored in last night's 2-0 victory. Three here in the first. So Holland steps in. Cox still the runner at third. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Payoff pitch, number three from Williams. Holland, a swing and a miss, down on strikes. It's a positive note for Williams to end on, stranding a runner, but not his inning by any stretch of the imagination. The captain scoring three runs on three hits, the 418-foot home run from Alexi Planez, the three-run shot. No errors in the inning and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Aaron Davenport will take the hill when we return. You're listening to the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series, WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospital's Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Bottom of the first, Aaron Davenport getting the start for Lake County. 2021 sixth round pick, has a fastball, curveball, and changeup, and this will be his fifth start against the Loons. He will take on a Great Lakes lineup that goes like this here tonight. Eddie Lanard, shortstop, leads things off. First baseman Dalton Rushing batting second. Diego Cartaya behind the plate bats third. Third baseman Yorbit Vivas, the cleanup hitter. Damon Keith in right bats fifth. Center fielder Jose Ramos bats sixth. Emmanuel Vargas, DH, batting seventh. Aldrich DeYoung, left field, batting eighth. And second baseman Austin Gauthier rounds out the order. Righty on righty, first pitch from Davenport's a fastball low, and the count 1-0. Leonard, three hits in the series, went 1-for-4 last night, got a single in the fifth, but then was caught stealing to end the inning. 1-0. Big swing, but a foul tip from Leonard into the glove of Ramirez. Count 1-1. Leonard, two hits and eight plate appearances against Davenport. The 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic has been a stalwart for the Loons this year. So he lifts one into center field. Halpin, the center fielder, takes a couple steps in. And a two-hand grab made. And shallow center for out number one. Take a look at the full captain's defensive alignment for this game three. Connor Cox in left, Petey Halpin in center, who just made the grab, and Alexi Planez, who had the three-run homer in the first, in right. From third to first, it's Christian Cairo, Milan Tolentino, Yordiz Valdez, and Joe Naranjo. Behind the plate is Mikael Ramirez, and on the mound, Aaron Davenport, whose first pitch is a fastball high, count 1-0, to a guy he has not faced this year, Dalton Rushing. Rushing just playing in his third game at the high A level, all three of these postseason games, the 1-0. Rushing, a hard hit ground ball right side. Valdez fields and will flip to first in time. Out number two. Quick work so far for Aaron Davenport. A flyout and a ground out. Dimensions here at Dow Diamond. It's 325 down the right field line, 332 down the left field line, 400 to straightaway center, 373 to right center field, and 375 to left center field. Diego Cartaya at the plate. First pitch from Davenport. Slider called a strike at the knees, count 0-1. Cartaya with a single last night and a single in the ninth in game number one, so two hits in the series. Fastball misses outside, count 1-1. He's really struggled, though, of recent, the month of August and September, Dodgers top prospect. The 1-1. Fouls one back to the back wall, count 1-2. His season numbers are great, and he's an exceptional talent. He just hasn't performed well against Lake County. Just 5 hits and over 30 plate appearances. And Ricard Tai, he has to worry about a lot. He's a catcher, sees a lot of media attention, and has caught a lot of games this season, more than he ever has before. As he swings here, lifts it foul right side, count 1-2. And he also serves as the main interpreter for interviews for his teammates. So, not that he stretched in, but Gartaya has a lot of responsibilities as he fouls it back to the back wall, count 1-2. And unlike the captains who had Mike Amditas behind the plate in game 1 and Mikael Ramirez tonight and yesterday, Gartaya has been behind the plate for all 3 games of this series. 1-2, Aaron Davenport the pitch. Slider that hangs high, Gartaya stays away, and the count 2-2. Aaron Davenport, of course, wearing that ponytail tonight. It's been successful for him over his last 2 starts, 13 innings and 2 earned runs. The 2-2, Gartaya lifts it foul left side. He's putting up a good fight here against Davenport, trying to delay a 1-2-3 inning. 3-0 Lake County leads. Top of the first, saw a 3-run home run from Alexi Planez to deep left center field. Captains with the 3-0 lead. 2-2. Gartaya stays away from a breaking ball low. Count now full. Aaron Davenport on September 4th in that complete game shutout. 7 innings, 3 hits allowed against Great Lakes. Did not allow a base on balls. 3-2, 2 outs here. The righty's pitch. Gartaya swings. A pop-up. Left side. Foul territory. Cairo, the third baseman, moves to his right. He's under it and makes the grab. That ends the inning. 1-2-3. Worked by Aaron Davenport. A fly out, a ground out, and a pop-up of Leonard Rushing and Gartaya. We're through 1 inning tonight in Midland. All captains so far, 3-0 here on WJCU.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
First pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Top of the second, 8-9-1 for Lake County. Kendall Williams still on the hill for the Loons. He finished his first with a strikeout, but was rocked by Alexi Planez, a 3-run homer in the first. 3 runs, 3 hits for Lake County. First pitch from Williams here on a Mikael Ramirez, a breaking ball top of the zone, a called strike, count 0-1. Ramirez last night had an RBI single, a chopper up the middle in the 8th, 2-hit night for Mikael, 0-1. Ramirez, ground ball left side, fielding waist high, the third baseman, Yorbit Vivas, his throw across the diamond in time, and there's one away. Hey, Captains fans, at home games, which will be a home game in games 2 and 3 in the Midwest League Championship if the Captains advance, well, you don't want to throw away your ticket regardless, but especially with details on a Mo Southwest Grill offer for a buy one, get one free entree with the purchase of 2 regular drinks, valid at participating Mo's locations in Menor, Mayfield Heights, and South Euclid. First pitch is a breaking ball low and away to Yordis Valdez, batting from the left side, the switch hitter against the righty, Williams. The 1-0, fastball low and inside, count 2-0. Valdez last night had the other RBI hit. Yes, it came both RBIs from the 8 and 9 hitters of Lake County to just show how deep this team is, the 2-0. Fastball outside, high count, 3-0. Valdez had the RBI double back in the fourth with two outs. Both runs for Lake County were scored with two outs in the frame. Williams, 3-0. Valdez scores the bunt, pulls it back. It hits the zone on the inner half, count 3-1. Shortstop Leonard shaded up the middle, defensively for the Loons. 3-1. Cut on and missed by Valdez. Count now full. Kendall Williams looking for a response here and probably a quick inning because he had to throw 28 pitches in the first. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch to Valdez. Valdez chops it foul right side near the Loons dugout. Well, team's waiting for this moment since clinching the postseason berth, and the Loons, that was back in June. The 3-2. Valdez, ground ball up the middle. Williams sticks out the glove, stops it, picks it up with his bare hand, and fires the first in time, beating Valdez by a step for the second out. Joe Naranjo will now come up, top of the order for Lake County already in the second. That's what happens when you bat your first seven in the first. But Williams again looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Naranjo at the plate, lined out to right in his first plate appearance. So it's now 1-for-11 against Williams, though two walks, 2-of-82 for Naranjo this season. First pitch, fastball down the middle called strike, count 0-1. Naranjo last night 0-for-4 with a walk, and it is just the second time since May that Naranjo is in the leadoff spot, last night being the first. It was, I would say, a surprising lineup change, not really the personnel, but just the order of where they're going. But last night for Lake County took the W, and up right now, 3-0 here in the second. The 1-1. Naranjo, a chopper to the first baseman, fielding rushing knee high. He steps on the base and ends the inning. Credit to Williams. He responds with a 1-2-3, forcing three ground outs. 1.5 innings of baseball played. Lake County 3, Great Lakes nothing. Here in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series, WJCU.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. 2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Four, five, six for the Loons, bottom of the second. Lake County with a 3-0 lead. Lexri Planez with a 3-run homer, his first hit of the postseason, and 20th home run, 19 in the regular season and 1 here in postseason play. As it's a 1-0 now from Davenport to Vivas, Yorbit Vivas in the cleanup spot, a change from yesterday. He swings here, puts it in the air to right center, Halpin moving to his left, and he will make the catch in right center field. Route number one. Now, this is a Loons order that last night you look at the box score and it's nothing to write home about. Of course, no runs, three hits. Though, the Loons did put in play seven balls that were hit over 100 miles an hour that were all recorded outs. Shows how strong Lake County defensively was and also the luck of this Loons offense. Not that they're looking to replicate last night by any means because they didn't put up a run, but not all negative if you look at, again, how hard they were hitting the ball. It's just right to the defense, and that's all A-OK for Davenport. 1-0, fastball hits the outside corner, count 1-1 now to Damon Keith. 4 contact outs for Davenport so far today. The right-hander's 1-1. Fastball inside high, count 2-1. Davenport has been strong all season long and really against this Great Lakes Loons team. 3 runs in 21 to one-thirds innings this year coming into tonight. As the fastball misses high outside, count 3-1. Davenport to Damon Keith. Keith, the lone man in this order, has a home run against Aaron Davenport. 3-1. Keith swings, line drive into left. Cox will move in a couple steps, and on the move, makes the grab chest high for out number 2. The captain's defensive positioning in this series has just been really so superb. Connor Cox was right there to make a play on what was a line drive hit by Keith, but right into the glove, so there's 2 down. Jose Ramos yesterday had a pretty good game. He went 1-for-4, but it was a triple in the second, and he was inches from a 3-run homer. A fly out to deep left field caught by Connor Cox at the very back of the warning track. Would have given the Loons the lead, but stay in the yard. 0-1, fastball low, and the count 1-1 here. Davenport to Ramos. Davenport, even in this postseason, continues his quick pace in between pitches. And so far, so good. 1-1. Fastball off the plate outside. Count 2-1. Davenport with the fastball, curveball, and changeup. Fastball in the low 90s. Can max out in the mid-90s at times. As Ramos chops it foul left side. Count now to 2-2. Davenport would like to start his day 6-up, 6-down here against Great Lakes in this Game 3, where the captains are out to a 3-0 lead against these Loons. Davenport the look in and the deep breath. 2-2, 2-2, the pitch. Breaking ball just misses on the inside part. Ramos would lean back to avoid the ball, but it was very close to catching the inside corner. We'll do a payoff here, Davenport to Ramos. The 3-2. Another breaking ball. This one, a called third strike on the inner half. Aaron Davenport with a fist pump into his glove. The breaking ball works there. 6-6 for the right-hander. Through 2 innings of ball tonight. 3-0 Lake County here on WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Top of the third, Lake County 2-3-4 in the order. Christian Cairo, Petey Halpin, Alexi Planez. All 3 men got on base in the first inning. Cairo with a hit-by-pitch, Halpin a single, and then Alexi Planez, the 3-run homer. The reason it's a 3-0 Lake County lead. Kendall Williams, the pitcher who was on the mound for then, still on for the Loons, 40 pitches through 2 innings. Starts off to Cairo here with a fastball clipping the outside corner. Count 0-1. Williams trying to get his team really back into it and stay with a 3-0 deficit. It's up to Alun's offense, who has now been shut out for 11 consecutive innings, all 9 yesterday and the first 2 here tonight. But Williams keeping it at 3-0 will be big for Great Lakes. He worked a 1-2-3 second. The 0-2 here to Cairo. Cairo swings and nails it down, straight down. It rolls to the captain's dugout. It's 2-3-4, Cairo, Halpin, Planez. And again, Lake County with 3 runs tonight, outscoring what they did in total in Game 1 and Game 2. The 0-2. Cairo chops it foul left side. We'll do it again. No balls, 2 strikes. Pretty similar swing. Cairo swinging above his head, but staying alive, and that's what matters. Williams, a deep breath, the windup, the kick, the 0-2. Cairo, swing and a miss down on strikes. Williams with a second K, and it starts off this third inning. A third inning that is brought to you by Five-Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. You know, there ain't no wiener like a five-star wiener. Reach for Cleveland's own Five-Star Brand Meats. So now it's the 20-year-old Petey Halpin, 1-for-1 tonight, a single in the first, and would score on the Planez 3-run shot. Swings here at the first pitch, leaping grab by Dalton Rushing, the first baseman, robs Halpin of a base knock, 2 outs. Nice leap by Rushing. And that got over, and with Halpin's speed, most likely would have been an extra base hit. But now Alexi Planez will come up. No runners on to drive home, but he did his job today in the first inning. First pitch here, big cut, comes up empty, count 0-1. 418 feet to deep left center field. The difference in this ballgame at the moment. 0-1. Fastball off the plate outside, low and away, count 1-1. Williams has set down the last 6 in a row he's faced after, again, it was a really difficult start to his outing. The 1-1. Fastball inside. Planez moves the hands in towards his chest to avoid the ball. Count 2-1. Planez, a big contributor for Lake County. Leader in home runs and RBIs among active players. As he takes a swing here, fouls it off his front foot, and it rolls foul down the third baseline. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Williams looking for 7 straight retired in a row. Olive Branch, Mississippi native, taking on Planez, 21-year-old from Caracas, Venezuela. Here's the 2-2. Planez, hard hit, left side, threw for a base hit, splitting the third baseman and shortstop. It's a 2-for-2 night for Alexi Planez, and he's aboard with 2 outs here in the third. So now it's Milan Tolentino who will come up. Tolentino lofted one, first pitch swinging in the first to left field. Milan Tolentino yesterday, maybe not the best offensive day, 0-for-3 with a walk, but he made an extraordinary leaping grab back in the fifth. First pitch, or back in the fourth, excuse me, as the pitch misses low, count 1-0. It robbed Jose Ramos of a potential hit. And Tolentino leapt up and didn't even land on his feet because it was such a great effort as he puts it on the ground here. Left side, Leonard, the shortstop, fields and will sprint and just beat Planez to the second base bag. A fielder's choice 6. That ends the inning. So the Captains do get another hit from Planez, but no runs in the frame, no errors, and 1 left on after the fielder's choice. Bottom of the third we go. Lake County 3-0 lead. And for a Cleveland Farm Report, here's Jake Volnick back in the WJCU studio.
Thanks, John. Kick it off with the single-A Lynchburg Hillcats. Yesterday, the Hillcats staved off elimination with a 5-2 win over Fredericksburg. Lynchburg evens the series at 1 and took on the Nationals single-A affiliate in decisive Game 3 today, where they held the Nationals to 1 hit in a 3-0 victory to advance to the Carolina League Championship against the Charleston River Dogs. Moving on to double-A, yesterday Akron got routed 10-1 by the Bowie Bay Sox. The Rubber Ducks dropped to 77-58 on the season, now 3 games back from a playoff spot with only 3 to play. Taking on the Orioles' AA affiliate again today, They're currently down 2-0 heading to the bottom of the third. Moving on to AAA with the Columbus Clippers. Yesterday, Omaha poured it on Columbus, taking down the Clippers 13-6. Columbus goes 78-58 now, 4.5 games back from a playoff spot, and taking on the AAA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals once again today. Currently bottom of the second there, trailing 4-2 are the Clippers. Moving on to the MLB, the Guardians played a day game yesterday against the Chicago White Sox, and starter Hunter Gaddis had an organizational high 5 home runs hit off of him in an 8-2 loss. Cleveland now 76-66 on the season, sits 3 games ahead in the AL Central standings. They start a 5-game series with Minnesota tonight, that one in the top of the third, currently no score. Finish it off with a little bit of trivia. Much like Dalton Rushing of the Loons, this third baseman played with the Captains only for the postseason run they made in 2012. He ended up with the Rays from 2018 to 2021 and a part of the 2020 World Series team and 2021 All-Star. Currently plays for the Miami Marlins. Who is this player? For the answer, we send it to John Vicari at Dow Diamond. John?
Ooh, this is a tough one. First pitch, a fastball off the outside, count 1-0. I'm going to take an educated guess here because you mentioned Tampa. Joey Wendell was a Ray from 2018 to 2021. I don't know where he is now, but I don't think he's on the Rays still. I don't have a better guess than that, so that's going to be my call. Is that the answer?
Joey Wendell's correct. There you go, John.
I got it.
Did indeed.
Wow, there you go. I had you turned down, so I didn't hear the response. That was impressive, right? I'll tell you, I don't think you thought I was going to get that one. But, if you didn't tell me the Rays, I'd have no shot. As Vargas is swinging a miss, count now at 2-2, Davenport to Vargas. But I did know that Wendell was a captain. He's on the alumni page, as is every captain who's made the major leagues. Vargas, a chopper down the first baseline, count 2-2. It's 7-8-9, the Loons' order. Hasn't been a Loon yet to reach base. Captain's up 3-0. The righty Davenport looks in, finished his second with called third strike, locking up Jose Ramos with a breaking ball. The righty's 2-2 here. Vargas stays alive, putting it towards his dugout and out of play. Vargas, including these postseason games, is 0 for his last 40. And you may question, well, why the Loons keep trotting him out? Emmanuel Vargas still great numbers on his season, .268 average, .404 on base, and a .467 slugging. The 2-2 ripped foul by Vargas left side, and they're betting on him tonight, breaking through what has been just a tumultuous struggle for him. But he's been one of the most talented players, arguably, from really mid-June to, you'd say, early August, one of the best players in all the minor leagues. The 2-2. Vargas swings here, lifts it foul left side, and out of play. Vargas on his season, 18 home runs, 63 runs batted in. Just behind Jose Ramos in both categories. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Davenport a deep breath. 8th pitch of the at-bat. Here it comes. Breaking ball, called third strike. Nothing Vargas could do there. Anticipating fastball, did not get it. Aaron Davenport would strike out number 2. And the first out here in the third. Aldrich DeYoung will look to break this stretch. Now, first 7 retired for Aaron Davenport. DeYoung has not had great numbers against Davenport this season. Combined 0-for-7. The righties wind up kicking the first pitch. Fastball inside high, count 1-0. 24-year-old from Caraco, DeYoung, didn't get the start in game 1, but left tonight as he was yesterday. 1-0. Swings here, lifts it foul left side, out of play, count 1-1. By the way, to circle back, Jake did mention the Lynchburg Hillcats winning and advancing to the Carolina League Championship Series today. 1-1 is a fastball inside low, count 2-1. The captains were watching in their clubhouse. They got the stream up and were, again, watching the Hillcats. A lot of this team spent most of, if not part of their season, with Lynchburg. As DeYoung puts it off the end of the bat, high fly ball into left. Connor Cox is there, makes the grab, and that's out number 2 here in the third. And, of course, that probably helps spur them on tonight. They want a ring because I don't know if there's a guarantee. I don't know that game threshold that you have to hit to get a ring if Lynchburg decides to win it all in low A. And why not 2 for some of these guys who have split their season at low A and high A level. Austin Gauthier, first pitch, a fastball on the outer edge, count 0-1. Milan Tolentino said after watching, he's like, all right, now it's our turn and the captain's turn to try and make the championship. As the fastball misses inside high, count 1-1. Milan Tolentino spent first half of 2022 with Lynchburg. The 1-1 from Davenport, breaking ball, called strike, top of the zone, count 1-2. Aaron Davenport looking for 9 up, 9 down. Can't ask for much better to start off a postseason start in this Game 3. Pivotal Game 3 that the Captains lead 3-0. 1-2 from Davenport. Swung on by Gauthier, line drive, base hit into left center. The Loons get their first hit and first runner on. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. So we'll bring up Eddie's Leonard, who with one swing of the bat can impact this game. Leonard has had the flair for dramatic times this year against Lake County. Mentioned three hits in this series. And tonight, 0-1, a fly out to center field. But he's been so special this year, 15 home runs hit, and the most doubles of any man in this series. First pitch, fastball low from Davenport, count 1-0. Davenport has done a good job conserving those pitches. That last one now, 45 for him, 27 strikes. Trying to complete three innings of work here. The deep breath for Dav, the 1-0. Breaking ball, and it misses just inside, count 2-0. Despite falling behind a couple hitters so far tonight for Davenport, no base on balls issued, and it's been consecutively now 14 innings of work where he has not allowed a free pass. 2-0 Leonard, the pitch to him. Fastball low, it bounces in the dirt, count 3-0. And it was, base on balls, something that Davenport struggled with early in his season. Six walks against West Michigan back in June, and a lot of starts where it was 3-4, but he has really had strong command in the month of September and so far here tonight. The righty with the deep breath, 3-0 count on to Leonard, the pitch. Breaking ball hits the zone, bottom of the zone, count 3-1. Valdez, second baseman, shaded up the middle for Lake County. Left side strong to that left field foul line. With Leonard batting from the right side. 3-1. Breaking ball, top of the zone, count now full. Aaron Davenport ended his second with a strikeout, trying to do the same here in the third. And now, by any means, only one base runner allowed, the runner on first, Gauthier. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Davenport set at the belt and the pitch. Breaking ball high, Leonard stays away. It's ball four. Gauthier took off but got second for free anyway. So now it's two runners on, and Dalton Rushing does represent the potential tying run. Now Rushing is a guy, he's 0-1 tonight and grounded out to second, a guy who at the low A level this year, in 28 games, mashed 8 home runs, 30 runs batted in. He's a 2022 second round pick of the Dodgers, a rarity for a 2022 guy, even at the low A level, but here with the Loons at the high A level, Rushing has gotten the start at first base for all three games of this series, and tonight had a leaping grab to rob Petey Halpin of a base knock. Right now, Caleb Longshore will go out and discuss things with Davenport as well as the whole team. On the mound right now, infield and catcher. The outfield stays playing deep because Rushing has some pop. Rushing had the two-run single in Game 1, was held hitless yesterday, 0-2. He's been hit by a pitch in both games as well. And Caleb Longshore ends his conversation with his team, just trying to settle down his pitcher, and of course the captain's two outs in the inning. Ground ball, have a force out at third, second, and first, and all they need from Davenport here. As it'll be a righty Davenport on to the lefty in Rushing. And Midland making some noise, trying to fire the Loons back into this ball game. It's a 3-0 Lake County lead here in the bottom of the third. Gauthier at second, Leonard at first. Davenport to Dalton Rushing. First pitch, breaking ball low and inside, count 1-0. The Loons, despite scoring no runs yesterday, had chances, especially in the first three innings. They left in total against Tommy Mace 5. The 1-0. Another breaking ball. This one finds the outer half. Count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Davenport, the righty, onto rushing the lefty. The pitch. Breaking ball, rushing with a check swing. Did he go? No, says third base umpire Jaron Molman. So the count 2-1. Lights are turned on here. Dark navy blue sky. A really gorgeous night in Midland, Michigan. 78 degrees right now, and the sun's been shining all day long. Of course, sun beginning its descension down as we approach 8 o'clock. The 2-1. Rushing swings, line drive, base hit into right. Gauthier hits third. A throw comes from Planez, and it's well over the catcher Ramirez. Davenport with the backup. Rushing with an RBI single. It also moved Leonard to third. The Loons are on the board for the first time at home in this playoff series, and they cut the deficit here to 3-1. Planez with a good throw may have had a play at the plate. He has such a strong arm and just overthrew it there. Davenport was positioned perfectly to catch it on the fly. So now for Lake County, it's still a situation with a force out at second and, of course, the first. Runners on the corners. Leonard has plenty of speed and something to watch here. Of course, Ramirez keeping the balls close and making sure Leonard doesn't advance, as now Aaron Davenport will go and wipe some dirt off his cleat. Tommy Mace giving the ultimate assist, getting a cleat cleaner out from the captain's dugout. Appears to be some just a long stick, and Davenport's just trying to clean off his cleats. Again, no rain fell last night here in Midland, so I don't know if the mound is extra dirty or Davenport just has something stuck in the shoe. But Tommy Mace hands it to third base umpire Jaron Molman, who gives it to Davenport. He cleans his cleats and now will once again take a step on the mound. So now it sets up Diego Cartaya, the Dodgers' top prospect, with a big opportunity. Runners are on the corners. Leonard at third. Rushing, who just delivered the RBI single at first. Cartaya 0-1 tonight. Davenport from the stretch, the first pitch. Cartaya, a swing and a miss on a shifty slider from Davenport. The way the captain's infield positions against Cartaya, there's a large gap on the right side with Naraho holding the runner and Valdez playing as close up to the middle as he can, Lake County's second baseman. The 0-1. Fastball outside high, count 1-1. Davenport now with 28 pitches in this inning, more than he pitched in the previous two innings combined. One ball, one strike here, the righty set, and the pitch. Cartaya, another swing and another miss. Aaron Davenport feeling it, trying to pump himself up, a guy who pitches with a lot of intensity. He'll put in a pregame workout an hour and a half before the game, unlike most pitchers, throwing the medicine ball out and left. And, of course, before the game could be seen meditating like he was earlier today, out in foul territory down the left field line. It's one ball, two strikes, two outs, runners on the corners, captain's up 3-1, Davenport's pitch. Cartaya swings, line drive, foul, past the diving glove of Cairo, who slams down both hands. He wishes he could have caught that one on the fly, ended the inning, but it is a foul ball, so the runners will go back to their respective bases. Cartaya will step back in to face Davenport for a 1-2. 30 pitches for Dav in this inning. The right-hander, a look at first and a look at third. One ball, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, Ramirez blocks it with the chest protector as it rolls along the first baseline. Not far enough for either runner to advance. And the count 2-2. Captains do have an arm right now up in their bullpen. Looks like a right-hander. I'll give you details on him when we can. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on the corners. Davenport trying to escape this third. The pitch, breaking ball low, and the count is full, and the Loons dugout was just shouting at the mound. I don't know if they wanted Davenport with a balk or whether it was a ball that was thrown from the bullpen that went onto the field to play. Regardless, the pitch counts, And the count's now full to Cartaya. Runners on the corners, Davenport, the payoff. Cartaya ground ball up the middle. Valdez there to field his only play to first, and he delivers it there to end the inning. Aaron Davenport gets out of a jam, stranding runners on the corners. The Loons do get a run, one run on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. We're through the first three innings. Lake County 3, Great Lakes 1, this game 3. Winner takes all in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series, WJCU.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Kendall Williams still on the hill. He'll face 6-7-8 in the Lake County order after Williams allowed the three-run homer to Alexi Planez. He's allowed just two singles since and no runs. It is a Lake County 3-1 lead. The Loons getting a run on an RBI single from Dalton Rushing in the third, though they stranded runners on the corners. First pitch to Cox is a fastball that hits on the outside corner, count 0-1. Cox had a single in the first. He'd move all the way to third after stealing second, moving on a wild pitch to third, but a strikeout would end the first. 0-1. Breaking ball from Williams just off the plate outside. Count 1-1. Kendall Williams' pitch count now lower than Aaron Davenport's. Davenport had 33 pitches thrown in the third. 1-1. Cox swings, line drive in the left field. A base hit. Cox with a two-hit night tonight, a single to lead off this fourth. A fourth inning that is brought to you by Meritech, your business in Northeast Ohio. Who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech make technology simple, empower your business, empower your future with Meritech. So Corey Holland will step in. He struck out to end the first. Cox the runner on first. First pitch, fastball high, count 1-0. On with the RBI double in game one. He's been a doubles machine, just trailing Alexi Planez on the team this season. Holland, similar to Cox, who's on first, and Williams with a throw over. Cox back in with a head-first dive. Really picked up their play in August and continuing here in September. Williams set at the chest. The 1-0. Holland swings, chopper to the third baseman, Vivas. He throws it a second and gets the lead runner by a step. Vivas, confident in his ability, he fielded that whilst taking a step on the third base bag and flipped it over to second to get the lead runner. So a 5-4 fielder's choice. Holland aboard, Cox out, and there's one away now. So now Mikael Ramirez will step up to the dish. Holland the runner at first. And a heavy shift to the left side for Ramirez. First pitch is a fastball low, count 1-0. Ramirez grounds out to third here tonight. Ramirez with a two-hit performance last night, a RBI single that came in the eighth, one of the two runs scored from Lake County. The 1-0, fastball inside low, count at 2-0. That was for Ramirez's first multi-hit game since against the Cedar Rapids Colonels on August 28th. ending that. Two runs, or two hits, I should say, last night to drive in one run. Takes a big cut here, comes up empty, count 2-1. Got to credit Williams here. He has settled down after he could have unraveled following the blast off Planez's bat back in the first. Two balls, a strike. Williams the look in. And the pitch. Fastball inside. Ramirez works the count to 3-1. The captains with no walks today, but Cairo was hit by a pitch. That was back in the first. Williams with strong command. Down 3-1 here to Ramirez. The pitch. Ramirez, a chopper, foul down the third baseline, snagging it manager Greg DiCenzo, who tries to flip it into the dugout, just comes short and off the gate. A nice barehanded grab. They got a clap from the captain's dugout. This team fully locked in here tonight, feeling good as they should right now with a two-run advantage over Great Lakes. Lefty, by the way, up in the Loons' bullpen. The captain's bullpen right now vacant. Payoff pitch from Williams. Breaking ball misses outside for ball four. This is a Loons team and a Loons pitching squad that is defined by the base on balls. They had zero in game one. 15 strikeouts, and that led to a victory. Last night, they had 10 walks, and that hurt them in their 2-0 loss. Austin Chubb will come out and come to the mound. Lefty warming up for the Loons. This may be it for Williams following the walk that put Holland on second. Two runners on, one out. We'll see. Just because it's a manager doesn't mean it's the end of the day, but based on the body language, it looks like that's the case, and it is. Williams will be taken out. The Loons will go to a left-hander with one out here in the fourth. Williams gets a solid ovation from the crowd here. Competitive, but again for Williams, that three-run home run may haunt him. We'll take a quick break here on WJCU. 3-1 Lake County in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series, WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Loons will go to left-hander Ben Harris out of their pen. Ben Harris, the lefty who was vital in that game one win, going 1-1/3, getting two strikeouts, and collecting the final out. Lefty comes on here and inherits Holland on second, Ramirez on first. One out, and we'll take on Yordis Valdez batting from the right side. Valdez swings the first pitch, lifts it into left center field, and that will be down for a hit. Holland hits third. He will come home to score. Ramirez getting the wave around as well. The ball comes into third, so Ramirez will score. It's a two-run double from Yordis Valdez. He continues his postseason tear and gives Lake County now a 5-1 lead here in the fourth. Player to watch for a reason. Valdez, the RBI double in the fourth last night. He does it again here tonight. This, a two-run double. Ramirez, by the way, scored all the way from first, put in the alley by Valdez. And the defense just couldn't do anything there. As Harris now to Naraho. First pitch, a fastball. Called a strike on the outer corner. Count 0-1. Taftons with 5 runs on 6 hits. 6 hits matching what they did in both game 1 and 2. The 0-1. Breaking ball off the plate outside. Count 1-1. Harris, one of the most dependable relievers for Great Lakes this season, but here tonight, put into a bad spot and could not get the out necessary of Valdez, who's at second base right now. 1-1. The pitch to Naraho. Naraho swings. High fly ball right center field. Moving to his left, the center fielder Ramos. He'll make the catch. Valdez will tag. Ramos with a strong throw coming to third. Valdez just beats it. Delayed call from Jared Molman, making sure that Valdez kept his foot on the base. He did. So Valdez tags from second to third. And it's a fly out to center for Naraho, but does move over Valdez 90 feet away. Up for Christian Cairo to try and drive him home here with 2 away. So Ben Harris comes in and now we'll go back to second base. And it's a safe call by Nate Dieterich, who thought that potentially Valdez left early, but not the case. So it'll be Cairo with Valdez, the runner at third, just beating what was a strong throw from Jose Ramos in center field. First pitch to Cairo, fastball high outside, count 1-0. Cairo tonight 0-1, hit by a pitch in the first and would score on the 3-run shot from Alexi Blanes. Here's the 1-0. Fastball on the outer edge, count 1-1. Valdez is the runner at third for Lake County. The captains trying to go to the Midwest League Championship. They will with a win here tonight. The 1-1. Fastball hits the outer half, count 1-2. Valdez back in with a headfirst dive to third after Cartaya faked a throw that way. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Lefty Harris onto the right-hand hitter, Cairo. The 1-2. Cairo, a swing and a miss. Harris dials up the fastball 93 to get the final out in the fourth. But for Lake County, they do tack on 2 more. A 2-run double from Yordiz Valdez. 2 runs, 1 hit. That double, no errors, and 1 left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Lake County with a 5-1 lead. Aaron Davenport will take the mound once again when we return WJCU.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captain's game with a Captain's Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Four, 5-6 for the Loons. Aaron Davenport still working on the mound. The Lake County starter did throw 33 pitches in the third, but just allowed one run working out of runners on the corners. 0-1 here to Vivas, count 0-2, a fastball 91 that hits the inside corner. No one up in the pen right now. Lake County would like Davenport for four and then to work it out from there. They've got some cushion. A two-run double from Yordis Valdez in the fourth makes it now a 5-1 lead. This Loon squad with just one run on two hits. The 0-2, breaking ball outside high, count 1-2. Of course, in this decisive game three, what's up for grabs? The Midwest League Championship. And a series, or I should say a bid towards it, as Vivas takes a big swing and a miss. He's down on strikes, and there's one away. Third K for Aaron Davenport, and this is the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. You go and win tonight, and you will begin a series with either South Bend or Cedar Rapids. Of course, that a look at the Midwest League scoreboard for tonight. It's the only other game in the entire league right now. South Bend, bottom of the second, is up 5-0. So if South Bend holds on, they will host, regardless if it's Lake County or Great Lakes, in the next game in the Midwest League after tonight. That will be on Sunday, and it all depends on Cedar Rapids or South Bend winning. Cedar Rapids, that game would begin in the afternoon. South Bend, it would be 6:35 Eastern time. The 2-0 fastball from Davenport misses high, count 3-0. Now to Damon Keith. Davenport worked around a walk issued in the third, his first in what was previous 15 innings pitched without one. Comes with a fastball here, bottom of the zone, count now 3-1 to Damon Keith. A potent bat who had the home run for the Loons in game one, a 7-2 victory for them. Fastball here, another called strike, bottom of the zone, so the count full. Keith will take a step outside the right-hand batter's box, and he'll readjust his gloves. Davenport has worked a couple full counts tonight, but he is one more than he's lost, and will deliver pitch number 70 here. Three balls, two strikes, one out, the pitch. Breaking ball low, it's ball four. So Keith works a walk here. Of course, Loon's plenty of work to do, but they love to chip in early in this game with the pitching just going by the wayside here so far this evening. Jose Ramos will come up. Last night, a triple and four hard hit balls. Better defensive plays made by Lake County for the three outs. Ramos seeing it well in this series. He has all year, 21-year-old from Panama. He's in the right-hand batter's box. Runner on first, Damon Keith. A short lead off the base. First pitch from Davenport. Ramos puts it back to the netting. And the count, 0-1. How long Davenport goes will definitely be something to look out for. 71 pitches for Davenport right now. 40 strikes. And who will be that first out of the pen? It appeared to be Davis Sharp, who was warming up earlier. Right now, no one getting loose for Lake County. Though, again, room to work with where four-run lead and you could let Davenport go a little longer if you want. And, again, the goal to finish this fourth. The 0-1. Fastball high, count 1-1. The Loons already in their bullpen with Ben Harris, who most likely will get the fifth. After allowing the double to Yordis Valdez and the two runs that were left on by Kendall Williams, all five runs go against Williams here tonight. 1-1 pitch. Fastball under the glove of Ramirez. It'll roll towards the back wall. It stops on the grass. Moving to second, Damon Keith. That was a fastball that just snuck under the glove. And it creates a 2-1 count. So Keith will step back in, or excuse me, Ramos will. Keith will take a step off the second base bag where he currently has a lead. Valdez, the second baseman, shaded up the middle. Two balls, one strike. Davenport, the pitch. Fastball low and away, count 3-1. Davenport is cool and collective as a starter can be, even with the walks. He knows the score as well. Just trying to take it pitch by pitch here. Down 3-1 to Ramos. Here's the pitch. Ramos swings, line drive up the middle, past the sprawled glove of Valdez. Halpin will quickly get the ball in, and it was a late read by Keith, making sure that ball wasn't caught, so he just moves up a station to third. Ramos, yet another hard hit ball in this series. A single for him, so it's runners on the corners, one out, and Imanol Vargas at the plate. Now, we've mentioned it with Vargas, the struggles. Vargas is now 0 for his last 41. He has been someone that the Loons have relied on for a majority of this season, but not recently. But he continues to be put into the lineup by Austin Chubb, and here in the 7th spot DH tonight. The Captains will have their own mound visit here with no coach joining at the moment. Davenport still trying to clean off those cleats. Definitely have to ask him about that after the game tonight, about what that situation is and if it's just dirt or maybe some chunks of the grass that are getting stuck in his cleats, because he uses this time to clean it and also talk with his team. Again, no coach came out, just the infield and the catcher Ramirez, who also then puts his feet along the grass. So it's got to be something on the playing surface tonight for the Loons that the Captains don't like, as Davenport continues to smash his feet into the back ends of the mound trying to clean off those cleats. Lake County has a pitcher warming up right now. It is a left-hander. I was told before the game that Will Dion would not be available tonight, trying to see exactly who it is. But a left-hander quickly getting loose. Ximenol Vargas at the plate. First pitch from Davenport. Vargas, a swing and a miss. Count 0-1. Of course, the Captains don't have too many lefties, and it's definitely not Raymond Burgos, who pitched last night. Maybe Jaime Arias in this spot. Right now, though, 0-1, Davenport's pitch. Vargas swings in the air to deep right. It's gone. He breaks out of an 0-for-41 with a three-run homer. And just like that, the Loons are down a run. Ximenol Vargas with the big blast, his first hit of the postseason. And that is 19th home run overall. And just like that, it's a whole new ball game here in Midland. Davenport will now take on Aldridge DeYoung. First pitch is popped up by DeYoung behind home plate. Count 0-1. What's even more surprising, of course, Davenport allowing a home run to Vargas, who was 0-for-41, but also Davenport just allowing a home run in general. The 0-1, DeYoung swings, puts it in the air left side. Cairo sprinting to his right, but it's out of play. Count 0-2. Davenport just allowed 13 home runs on the season through 107 innings, and surprisingly, two solo shots against the Tin Caps back on September 10th, adding to that total. Big blow from Vargas here. A sweet stroke, and Vargas put that 377 feet to deep right field. And now it's a Lake County 5-4 lead. One ball, two strikes here. On to Young. Davenport takes a step off, and again, they had their meeting before facing Vargas. And I don't know if it was Davenport thrown off by the surface and the dirt or grass stuck in his shoes, but Vargas taking full advantage of whatever and putting it on the lawn and right. 2-2, breaking ball, and a called third strike. Everyone's just waiting in the box. I think that was strike number three. The Captain's dugout is insisting that as well. Home plate umpire Brian Van Fraken is talking to the clubhouse or to the dugout, and the Captains are going nuts. Manager Greg DeCenzo will now hop over the railing. He will jog out. I thought that was strike number three. My count it may be unofficial here, but he's now talking and the umpires will converge. I think everyone lost that count. Aaron Davenport thought he got strike number three, but the umpire Van Fraken called it like a normal strike with not the elaborate punch out, just throwing his right hand up to his side. And yeah, that was strike three, so DeYoung set down and the Captains were adamant for that reason. DeYoung, it was a called third strike, fourth for Aaron Davenport, strikeout tonight. So there you go. And now manager Greg DeCenzo out for a different reason, and that's to take out Aaron Davenport. A righty has continued to get loose, and I believe it is Davis Sharp for Lake County. Of course, they left in Davenport to take on the lefty in Vargas. Though, again, Davenport did his job for the most part tonight. He was dominant through the first three innings and keeps his team ahead. It's a 5-4 score. Loons with a three-run home run from Vargas. And it's a righty who will take over for Lake County, Davis Sharp. We'll talk about him and more when we return here in the bottom of the fourth. 5-4 Lake County, your score, WJCU.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Davis Sharp takes the hill for Lake County. He'll face Austin Gauthier, the nine-hitter in this order. Lake County right now clinging to a one-run lead. The Great Lakes Loons were down 5-1 to begin the inning. Aaron Davenport, after throwing 33 pitches in the third, would come out for a fourth, get a strikeout, and then it was a walk to Damon Keith, a single from Jose Ramos, putting runners on the corners. Then Emmanuel Vargas delivered a three-run blast to break an 0-for-41 stretch. Gauthier swings at the first pitch, pop-up left side. Cairo in foul territory, makes the grab just to the left of the third base foul line, and that ends the inning. So Sharp one pitch, one out to complete this fourth, but the Loons score three runs on two hits, no errors, and none left on. Four in the books, 5-4, Captains with the advantage here in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series at WJCU.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Three, four, five in the Lake County order with probably a little more urgency than they have had the last couple innings as a unit. It's now 5-4 Lake County with the lead. Ben Harris, the lefty on for Great Lakes. First pitch to Halpin. Halpin with a check swing. He puts it in play. Third base, Vivas Fields on the infield. Grass fires the first. One pitch, one out to begin this fifth inning. Vivas was playing in. Hey, attention all discount Drug Mart shoppers out there. I'm sure you use your Courtesy Plus card every day to save money, but did you also know you can now collect Pro Points with the card and redeem them for once-in-a-lifetime experiences? The same place you registered your Courtesy Plus card, discount-drugmart.com, is where you can now register to start earning Pro Points. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. First pitch to Planez, cut on and missed, count 0-1. Alex Free tonight, 2-for-2. A three-run homer in the first and a single in the third. Responsible for three of the five for the Captains. 0-1. Planez rips it back to the net and count 0-2. The Captains know one thing about Harris. He's going to pound it in the zone, and he did to end the fourth. He also allowed a double to Yordis Valdez but pitched the last 1 1/3 on game one, or in game one, to end it for the Loons. As Planez swings, rips it into left center field, and it will fall for a base hit. A swing on an 0-2, and Planez will wind up at second base. He's got a homer, a single, and now a double here tonight. 3-for-3 in this game three, and a runner in scoring position with one out for Lake County. He is just automatic. 0-2, and Harris put it right in the wheelhouse for Planez to drive, and that's exactly what he did. So Milan Tolentino will come up, lefty on lefty here. Harris to Tolentino. Planez the runner off second. Tolentino tonight 0-2. Flew out to left, and a fielder's choice on a ground ball hit right to the shortstop, Leonard. First pitch, fastball on the outer edge, a called strike, count 0-1. Captains with 5, Loons with 4, a one-run lead for Lake County here in this decisive Game 3. The pivotal Game 3, the rubber match, the winner moving on to the Midwest League Championship Series. Tolentino chases a slider that wound up in the right-hand batter's box, count 0-2. Great movement from Harris, again an effective pitcher, one that I figured would be used tonight despite pitching on Tuesday. 2021 eighth round pick from Alpharetta, Georgia. Time's called by Tolentino. Takes a practice swing outside the left-hand batter's box. Captains once again want to distance their lead. This has been a whole different narrative than we saw in games one and two that was really dominated by pitching. Captains yesterday and the Loons on Tuesday. The 0-2, fastball high outside, count 1-2. Loons bullpen vacant, and the captain's quiet as well. Sharp will get the next inning, and all up to Harris, the lefty here. 1-2, 1 out. Harris, the kick of the pitch. Fastball just misses outside. So it's 2-2, and 1 out. Planez the runner, has a quick word with Leonard. Both young men 21 years old and having spectacular seasons. Tolentino, the batter 20, as he takes a swing and a miss on a slider. That one for Harris once again finished in the right-hand batter's box. So much movement. Hard for a hitter, really, to have a well-grounded, disciplined swing. And that's out number two. So Connor Cox is also 2-for-2 today, and he'll step up. Before that, though, David Anderson, the pitching coach, will come out for the Loons and discuss things with Harris. Of course, now it becomes a bullpen game and how many guys are used. And, of course, there'll be a lot of Monday morning, or at least Saturday morning, with Saturday being tomorrow, quarterbacking on and from both fan bases, depending on what bullpen piece is put in at what time. And there's plenty of baseball left. The 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. This in the top of the 5th. Plana is at 2nd, and the captains looking to increase what is their one-run lead. But most arms on deck for Lake County. You can rule out Mace and most likely rule out Will Dion, the starters, for both sides in game 1 and 2. First pitch to Connor Cox, a breaking ball inside, count 1-0. Even though Alaska Abney's pitched in two games in this series, both games, I wouldn't rule him out either, even for just a batter. It's 1-0 here to Connor Cox in the right-hand batter's box. 22-22, Harris the pitch. Breaking ball top of the zone, count 1-1. Plana is still the runner at second after delivering his third hit of the evening. Harris, 1-1. Lefty to Cox the pitch. Cox swings and puts it back to the netting, count 1-2. Despite the 2-0 victory, it was a story for Lake County leaving runners on. 11 in total last night. They don't want to repeat performance in the late stages here tonight. They've left 3 so far, but all A-OK when you have what is a 5-4 lead. The 1-2. Cox puts it on the ground left side. Third baseman fielding Vivas. He'll throw it across the diamond. Low throw, but rushing. Goes down to the low point to grab it and end the inning. So the captains get a one-out double from Planez, but he does not get any further than second. It's no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Halfway point of the ball game. Captains 5, Loons 4. Davis Sharp will get the bottom of the 5th when we return WGCU Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control cost. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Bottom of the fifth, Loons down a run. It's 5-4 Lake County Captains. Davis Sharp, the right-hander who got one pitch of Austin Gauthier to pop out to third to end the fourth, will begin versus the top of the Loons order. First pitch, a slider, top of the zone, count 0-1. Davis Sharp, one of the most relied on bullpen pieces for Lake County. He's already appeared in the postseason, that back on Tuesday. As Leonard looks at a called strike down the middle, count 0-2. Sharp went an inning, allowing three hits, two earned runs, a two-run single from the man on deck, Dalton Rushing, though it was off the end of the bat of Rushing, a blooper, into shallow left. The 0-2 from Sharp, swing and a miss, Leonard down on strikes, good start for Sharp here to begin the bottom of the fifth. He'll have to face the man who had an RBI single in the third today and the two-run single off him in game one, Dalton Rushing. How about Rushing? Low A for 28 games after being drafted out of Louisville in the 2022 draft. And he comes to the Loons in this series, and he's contributing. Up here against Sharp, righty on lefty. First pitch, Rushing. Cuts and misses, count 0-1. Loons offense that did not put up a run last night. No runs, three hits. Four runs, four hits here tonight. Three-run homer from Emmanuel Vargas. 0-1. Swung on by Rushing here in a straightaway center. Halpin comes in, dives, and did he hold on? He did. A diving play by Petey Halpin in straightaway center field. It's out number two, and Rushing robbed of a potential hit. Halpin just covers so much ground out there in center, makes an impressive play, and Sharp looking for a quick inning. He'll take on Diego Cartaya. It was 0-2 here this evening. Sharp's first pitch to him. Cartaya swings. Ground ball left side. Cairo Fields after a hop waist high. Throw across the diamond in time. A quick 1-2-3 inning on the top of the order worked by Davis Sharp. A 2021 draft pick in Sharp pushes this game into the sixth where the Captains still have the one-run lead. 5-4. This game three in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get Captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. 2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
.789 for Lake County here in this top of the sixth. The Loons will continue to roll with Ben Harris, 21 pitches thrown. He has allowed two hits, two doubles, but no runs. Two runs came home on a Yordies Valdez two-run double, but those were left over from Kendall Williams. So Harris will begin to Holland, then Ramirez, then Valdez. Of course, bottom of the order, but each man has gotten on at least once tonight. Holland on a fielder's choice, 0-for-2 officially, but he'll step up here. Harris lefty, Holland the righty, top of the sixth, 5-4. Lake County, first pitch, breaking ball outside, count 1-0. This game has seen 2 3-run homers, one from Alexi Planez back in the first for Lake County, and Emmanuel Vargas in the fourth for Great Lakes. The 1-0. Breaking ball, called strike bottom of the zone, count 1-1. A season on the line for both sides. The losers' season ends tonight. The winner will advance to the Midwest League Championship Series, which begins on Sunday. Harris to look in. The kick in the 1-1. Holland breaks his bat as he lifts one to the right side. Foul, and he'll head towards the lawn. Maybe not broken for Holland. No, it is, because he'll come back to the dugout now. He checked for a second, but definitely the sound of a slightly shattered bat. And Corey Holland. So he'll get a new piece of wood to work with here with a 1-2 count. Harris, the lefty, if he can give for the Loons 2 2/3, it'd help. The Loons bullpen that had to use in total 5 arms last night, 6 pitchers overall. 1-2 is a breaking ball high, count 2-2. Of course, every pitcher may need or may feel they could go at some point tonight, except for a couple on both sides, majority of the starters, but any means necessary for the win. As Holland takes a swing and a miss here on a fastball from Harris, down on strikes, third K for Harris, and one away here in the sixth. With that said, Captain's bullpen empty, and Davis Sharp, for good reason, will stay on. He only has pitched 7 pitches. 1-2-3, 6 pitch, fifth inning. Mikael Ramirez will now come up. Harris the lefty, Ramirez the righty. 0-for-1, Ramirez did walk and scored on the 2-run double from Yordies Valdez. Ramirez was hustling from first, and Ramirez not the fastest guy on this team, but he was hustling right when that ball was hit. And right now is the go-ahead run that scored. Ramirez looks at a fastball, misses outside, count 2-0. Harris wanted that one, but Ramirez smartly stayed away. Second baseman Gauthier shaded up the middle. Deep breath from Harris to 2-0. Ramirez lines it foul towards the captain's dugout steps. Now, as I mentioned, with Sharp getting maybe the next inning, Lake County has a right-hander currently on or in the bullpen. Maybe Trey Benton here, which wouldn't be too much of a shock. Benton has not pitched in this postseason and high-leverage guy all year. And for the Loons, they have right-hander Ryan Sublette, who would be the second guy, Harris the first, that could potentially pitch in Game 3 after pitching in Game 1. Ramirez swings, lofts it right side, foul, and the count 2-2. Candles lit up on the right side. There's also fire pits here, not really needed with the weather currently in the 70s in Midland, but nice ambiance at the ballpark tonight, great atmosphere. Postseason, Game 3, and Midland wants to see games next week. 2-2. In the dirt, Cartaya keeps in front, the count full. Of course, Lake County would host Games 2 and 3 if they win here tonight as well in the Midwest League Championship. Guaranteed at least one more game at Classic Park if they're victorious here tonight. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Harris the pitch. Fastball, a call, third strike. Ramirez lunged over towards first, but Harris gets the call. Back-to-back K's, 4 for him overall. 2 went. So now it's Yordiz Valdez, who just has been spectacular since joining this team. You figured when Valdez was added to this roster that he would just be an extra infielder in just in case. But with Gabriel Rodriguez tearing a labrum in his shoulder, Valdez has become not just useful, but pretty much irreplaceable for Lake County. He's hit just tremendously, now on a five-game hit streak, including the regular season and postseason numbers, and an RBI double, two-run double here tonight. He puts a 1-0 into shallow right, charging in and not dropping the ball is Keith. He was moving in, as was the second baseman. The throw now comes from first, rushing, and goes into left field. Valdez to second. That looked like a fly ball that would be the end of a 1-2-3 for Harris. Keith had a long way to go, and the second baseman, Gauthier, was moving over as well, but it fell in between them. I think went off the glove of Keith. So to second, Valdez, and the captain still alive here in the sixth. So Joe Naranjo will come up for a fourth plate appearance. Valdez put that in the air down the right field line, and luckily for him, the Loons just with a miscommunication defensively. It was a long way to go for Keith in that spot, even though you're backtracking. It would have been ideal for Gauthier to make the play, even rushing, but right second and first, no one made the play for Great Lakes. Harris will take a step off. He'll recompose himself and face the lefty Naranjo. After Valdez from the right side of the plate once again putting a ball in play, that is officially ruled a double. First pitch, breaking ball inside, count 1-0. So Valdez with two doubles here tonight. One of three for Lake County, or two of three for Lake County. Planez with a double tonight as well. As the count is one ball, no strikes, Harris will look back. The 1-0. Breaking ball, high, count 2-0. Joe Naranjo knows how to work a walk. Tied for the captain's record this year with 82 base on balls. One here in this postseason happened last night. Harris the kick in the 2-0. Fastball down the middle, called strike, count 2-1. Valdez plenty of speed at second, so if Naranjo can put this ball into the outfield, most likely it would be a captain's gaining a two-run advantage. 2-1 from Harris. Naranjo swings, lofted into shallow center, and it will drop in. Valdez hits third, and he will come around to score. Captains up 6-4, Joe Naranjo with an RBI single here in the top of the sixth. Captains never complacent here tonight, adding to their lead. Naranjo just doing enough with it, putting it where no one can make the play in center, and now for Great Lakes, that ball that they'll say probably should have been caught, even though it was a scored a double by somebody, will come back to haunt them if they do not come back and at least tie this game. It's 6-4 Lake County. Austin Chubb will come out, and with a righty in Cairo, they'll bring Ryan Sublette into this game. So that's it for Ben Harris. It will go down as an earned run for him, with it being scored a double for Valdez. He'll take the walk off towards the dugout, gets a clap from this Midland crowd. But the captains add another run. Joe Naranjo with the RBI single. Cairo will be the batter with two away. And by the way, another two-out run scored by Lake County. But we'll step aside. Sublette will warm up. And we'll be back with you on WGCU, Lake County 6, Great Lakes 4, in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series here on WGCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center. Goodbye, home run!
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Ryan Sublette will enter into this game for the Great Lakes Loons. Sublette, similar to Harris, who was just ousted after an Araujo single to give the Captains a 6-4 lead, pitched last in game one of this series. And Sublette was really strong. 1 2/3, 3 strikeouts over only 19 pitches thrown, which has him fully ready for here tonight on Friday. Sublette worked after Carlos Duran, and Sublette would get 2 strikeouts after a runner on second. So he'll come into this game here. Cairo at the plate, Naraho at first. Sublette, the submariner, the first pitch. Cairo swinging a miss. It's 6-4 Lake County, a back-and-forth contest, though the Captains, after getting 3 in the first, have not relinquished the lead. Great Lakes is just clawing closer and closer. Right-hander Trey Benton up for the Captains, most likely will get the 6th. Fastball here at the knees, count 0-2. Sublette throwing strikes. That is pretty much the common denominator between Harris, Sublette, and also River Ryan, who's not expected to be available for Great Lakes. Those guys threw a lot of strikes, no walks on Tuesday. The 0-2. Fastball off the plate outside, count 1-2. And of course, yeah, threw strikes, but also got a lot of swings and misses and chases from Lake County. Different story yesterday with a combined 8 walks for this Loons team. 1-2. So put the kick in the pitch. Cairo, a 3-4 swing. He did go around. So for Lake County, they do get another run. Joe Naraho with his first run driven in here in the postseason. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left on. Captain 6, Loons 4, bottom of the 6. Sharp will begin the inning. Benton waiting in the wings for Lake County. And it will be the Loons 4, 5, and 6 when we return WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Bottom of the 6th, Loons down 2, 6-4 Lake County, sharp, or just 6 pitch, 1-2-3, 5th, looking for similar results here in the 6th, he'll face 4-5-6 beginning the Orbit Vivas. Vivas 0-2 tonight, a fly out to center and a strikeout. Cleanup hitter batting from the left side, Vivas just 5'10", but plenty of power. The reason he's in that cleanup spot, as he lines one back to the netting, count 0-2, Vivas 10 home runs in the regular season. Loons got a 3-run home run from Imanol Vargas. 3 runs in the 4th, 1 in the 3rd to bring them closer in this game. But right now, if the Captains' pitching continues to dominate, they have a 2-run lead and could ride that the rest of the way to a championship berth. 0-2, fastball low and inside, count 1-2. Trey Benton continues to warm in the Captains' pen. Davis Sharp, the pitch count with 1 1/3, completed 7 pitches, now 10, with 3 in this at-bat to Vivas, so still ways to go for him. 1-2, Vivas, ground ball up the middle, fielding behind the base, Tolentino. He gathers, he throws, and retires Vivas for out number 1 here in the 6th. So now Damon Keith will come up, and manager Greg Vicenzo was at the steps, but now drops down into the dugout and now reappears, but looks like he will stay. Sharp will take on Keith with one out. Of course, it's all situationals and how long you project a guy going. Sharp did pitch on Tuesday, something to keep in mind, and the captains are thinking about winning tonight, but also back of their heads going forward as well. But of course, again, they're prioritizing tonight. Sharp, 17 pitches thrown on Tuesday. So again, if it was the regular season on normal's rest, to have a similar output. 1-1. Breaking ball off the plate outside, count 2-1, but the leash will be short, not condemning Sharp by any means, just how Lake County will manage this pen to try and keep themselves ahead. 2-1. Keith fouls it back to the back wall. Count 2-2. Manager Greg DiCenzo out to get it, not out to pull Sharp. Benton is waiting, but and Sharp right now is not allowed a base runner on. The product of Clemson University, Sharp, a guy who, similar to a couple guys on this team, midseason call-up from Lynchburg. Sharp's been really strong. He's joined the Hillcats after, or coming from the Hillcats, I should say. And he's been great with Lake County, one of their best arms in the pen, an ERA he finished at just above 2. Keith fouled it down the third base line, so it's 2 balls, 2 strikes here. Damon Keith, the right fielder, 0-for-1. He walked and scored on the 3-run homer from Imanol Vargas back in the fourth. 2-2 is a breaking ball inside, and Keith is limping to his side. He avoided the baseball, but I think just limped to get out of the way of it, and the trainer for Great Lakes and Griffin Boyd will come out and make sure Keith's all right. Sharp with a pitch in, and oh, it must have hit Keith. He's walking to first. I thought that just missed him, but it did tag him. Looked like on the in the midsection, and Boyd walking with him to first, so it's a hit-by-pitch for Sharp. It brings up Jose Ramos here. So Keith will move to first. I thought he narrowly missed that, and it was just his landing after avoiding the ball, but he was hit, so Keith is at first, Ramos to the plate, 1-for-2 day for Jose Ramos, the triple last night, a single here tonight, and he also scored on the Vargas 3-run shot. Right side of the infield open, the way captains defensively play Ramos, first pitch, Ramos, a golf swing at a low pitch, low and away, count 0-1. Still sharp, righty on righty, Vargas a lefty, waiting on deck. Here's the 0-1. Ramos puts it foul above the roofing, out of play, count 0-2. 91 from Sharp on that fastball, where routinely sits for the right-hander. Fastball, slider, curve, and changeup in his arsenal. No balls, 2 strikes, runner on first. Keith, and the pitch is a fastball up and in, count 1-2. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, Lake County. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors, Great Lakes. This in the bottom of the 6th, Game 3 in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. Sharp with a pickoff throw, goes past the glove of Naraho, and will now go into the Loons bullpen. Hitting 2nd and wanting 3rd, Naraho picks it up, the throw to 3rd, not in time. Wow. That was a gutsy move from Keith, not the fastest, and he was hit by a pitch, so not 100%. But he got from first to third after a pickoff throw went away from the Rajo. Not ideal for Lake County by any means there. Sharp winged it over, and it looked like it just missed the glove of Naraho to his right. Naraho, a sure-handed first baseman, and then hustled to get it, but I think in the back of his mind, too, didn't figure that a runner would be going from first to third. And then a bit of a bobble after picking it up, and that split second allows for Keith to now be 90 feet away for Ramos. The 1-2, chopper left side. Cairo Fields, runner will take off. Cairo will go to first. His throw across the diamond beats Ramos by a step, but the Loons push across a run. An RBI ground out for Ramos, and it will go unearned, but Sharp committing the throwing error. So Imanol Vargas will now come up, but he will not face Sharp. Manager Greg DiCenzo will come out, and Sharp Again, that error pretty much the only blemish for him. It was a hit-by-pitch that put Keith on, and that ground out forced, but Cairo getting the out, and with it being a two-run lead, the smart play here in the sixth. So Benton will come in, Sharp will come out. Benton will face Vargas, who had the three-run homer earlier tonight. We'll step aside. It's 6-5 Lake County. Once again, a one-run ball game. It's going to be good down the stretch here, folks. Game three in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series here at Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan, WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Trey Benton will take the ball for Lake County. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Loons are down a run once again after an RBI ground out from Jose Ramos that scored Damon Keith, who was hit by a pitch and would go from first to third after an errant pickoff throw from Davis Sharp. So now Benton will make his first appearance of the postseason, first appearance in a week. Last time he pitched was last Friday against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, going an inning, three strikeouts, and getting the win. Benton, 27 and a one-thirds innings pitched this season, and he's been really strong. A 2.63 ERA, 8 saves and 11 attempts for the captains, and a 2-1 mark. He'll take on Emmanuel Vargas, who to begin this game was probably a guy that the captains wrote in as, yeah, probably guarantee out, because Vargas was 0 for 40 coming into tonight. Vargas, after striking out his first plate appearance, would take Aaron Davenport deep 377 feet and break that streak. First pitch from Benton, Vargas, a swing and a miss, count 0-1. The big DH batting from the left side, Vargas listed as an infielder playing DH for this series, 24-year-old from Dominican Republic. Benton, the kick in the 0-1. Fastball high inside, count 1-1. Pitch black, night sky here, bottom of the 6-5. Captains with the lead. 1-1. Benton. The offering. Breaking ball high, count 2-1. Captains going to a second reliever after Sharp. The one run allowed unearned due to his error, though. And two innings completed for the righty and Sharp after Davenport went 3 2/3. Benton, a deep breath, the 2-1. Vargas, a swing and a miss on a fastball that dropped at the final moment. Good pitch from Benton, and the count 2-2. There's the 7-hitter in Vargas. The guy has been thrusted down the lineup due to those struggles, but to Austin Jubb's credit, the manager of the Loons, never taken out, and that move has paid dividends here tonight. 3 of the 5 runs for Great Lakes off the bat of Vargas. As Benton wipes away some sweat on his right pant leg, comes set for the 2-ball, 2-strike, 2-out pitch to try and put a close to this sixth inning. Benton deals. Vargas snaps his bat, and it's a foul ball down the third base line. Vargas will get a new piece of wood. It is, again, the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series here on WJCU. The captains, with a win, punch their ticket to the Midwest League Championship Series. Captains won the title all the way back in 2010. For this Loon squad, despite being around for what has been 15 seasons, they just have one title as well, that title back in 2016. It's just the ninth Loons playoff game at home in their franchise history as stepping in Vargas and the Midland crowd making some noise. So it's two balls, two strikes, two outs. Benton the look in, Vargas in the left-hand batter's box. And the pitch. Fastball, a call, third strike. Benton locks him up with the heater. 95 from Benton. You know, he's fired up and ends the inning, the bottom of the sixth. Loons do add a run. One run on no hits, one error, and none left on. We are through six innings. Final three innings will decide this one. Lake County is up 6-5. Here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Hey, Lake County fans, America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Captains!
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top of the seventh, Ryan Sublette will get the inning. The right-hander, who went 1 2/3 in game one, shutting out the Captains. He did allow a hit, that was to Petey Halpin. He begins this inning for Lake County. He is 1 for 3 tonight. First pitch swinging here. High fly ball, shallow right, moving to his right. Keith, he's under it. One pitch, one out to begin this seventh. And it's a 6-5 Lake County lead, and main reason why is the man coming up now, Alexi Planez. Planez is triple shy of the cycle. He hit a three-run homer in the first, had a single in the third, and a double in the fifth. He was left on both in the third and fifth, but jump-started this Captain's offense to their biggest inning tonight, three runs put up in the first frame. Sublette, the righty's first pitch, called strike top of the zone, count 0-1. Planez's double in the fifth, his last at-bat, was an 0-2 pitch from Ben Harris, the lefty, that he smacked in the left field. 0-1. Planez, a swing and a miss, count 0-2. Off speed from Sublette, and just because it's 0-2 does not mean that, again, Planez really changes that style. It's been an aggressive style that has paid dividends for the right-hander. Sublette will have to try and power one by him. 0-2, it's in the dirt, kept in front by Cartaya, and the count at a ball, two strikes. The Captain's got a run the sixth off an RBI single from Joe Naranjo. RBI ground out from Jose Ramos. The bottom of the sixth for the Loons. In response, one run game. 1-2, in the dirt, low and away. Planez stays away in the count 2-2. It's Sublette, the 2021 seventh round pick. College ball, Texas Tech. He's been so strong for the Loons this season, where he spent all of 2022. Planez, a nubbler off the end of the bat, rolling to the right side, fielding the second baseman. Gauthier, a shovel throw to first, not in time. Planez beats it out. Gauthier tried his hardest. He was positioned up the middle. Planez put it to the right side. And Alexi Planez is now 4-for-4 here tonight. So Milan Tolentino will now come up. Runner on first, and Tolentino a chance get his first hit of the game and move some runners over. Tolentino last night, great defensively and really not tested tonight, but Linfield's been really solid for Lake County all series long. First pitch, a fastball on the outer edge, a called strike, count 0-1. By the way, that Planez infield single, now the 10th hit for Lake County tonight. Planez responsible for four of them. He has the short lead off first. Some blitz 0-1. Fastball misses inside, count 1-1. Late stages of this ball game, and already past the two-hour mark in this one. Plenty of bullpen moves to come, but the Loons right now quiet in their pen, trusting Sublett. Tolentino rips it foul off the end of his barrel and over the Swedes' third base line to the count a ball, two strikes. Sublett, the deep breath, the 1-2. Tolentino swings, lofted over the head of the shortstop, Leonard, and into center field. Planez moves to second, back-to-back singles for Lake County, and a chance to increase this lead once more. Connor Cox, who's 2-for-3, will come up. Third baseman Vivas is in on the infield grass before Sublett begins to throw. David Anderson will come out to talk on how to work against Connor Cox, who, again, as mentioned, 2-for-3 tonight, a single in the first and a single back in the fourth. Single here will give him three hits and also potentially the captain's a run. Planez plus speed at second. Tolentino, most stolen bases on Lake County, the runner at first. And right now, just a conversation between catcher and pitcher. Cartaya trying to make sure he's on the same page as Sublett, a guy who's been so solid. Great Lakes replicating what they did in game one, going with those relievers, because that's what worked then, and it's what they're hoping works now. There's been so many guys who contributed up and down this captain's lineup tonight. Who will be the hero, of course? Right now, a distinction to Joe Naraho with the go-ahead run at this moment. First pitch from Sublett, fastball, misses off the plate, count 1-0. A win and the captains move on to Sunday in the Midwest League Championship Series. A loss and their season ends earlier than they, and of course the Loons, same thing, would hope. The 1-0, fastball high, but a called strike top of the zone, count 1-1. Runner on second, second baseman Gauthier positioned behind that bag, second base. The runner is Planez, and Tolentino's at first. Cox wearing the knee-high socks once again here tonight. And the 1-1 pitch from Sublett. Fastball low, count 2-1. Sublett ideally ground ball, force out at third, second, and first. And the captains would love a third consecutive single from their four-hitter Planez delivered, their five-hitter Tolentino, and Cox, their sixth batter. Here's the 2-1. Fastball at the bottom of the zone, gets the call, count 2-2. The outfield medium depth and the infield, Gauthier has mentioned up the middle, rest standard against Connor Cox, who could spray it anywhere for Lake County. Two balls, two strikes, one out, time called by Cartaya before Sublett gets set. On deck, Corey Holland, and in the hole behind him, Mikael Ramirez. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, Cox. A slider from Sublett, 84 miles an hour. Good pitch. So Corey Holland will now have a chance to drive home a run. He's 0-for-3 tonight, two strikeouts. Had a double and an RBI back in game number one. Again, this captain's team right now with the lead, but runners left on base has been Achilles' heel at times this season. They've left four on base in the last four innings. First pitch here, fastball bottom of the zone, called strike, count 0-1. And they left 11 on base last night, but that doesn't matter when your opponent does not score a run. In this game, different story. 11 combined runs, 15 combined hits. You're in the top of the seventh. Captain's up 6-5. 0-1. Holland a swing and a miss, count 0-2. Sublette trying to work out of a jam, allowing a single to Planez, who's at second. A single to Tolentino, that's at first. Two runners on for Lake County, one swing from Holland. Drastically impact this game. The 0-2. Holland chopper left side. Charging in Leonard. He fields. He throws. It's low. And rushing did keep his foot on the base. Leonard had to wait for Planez to cross in front of him. Kept his eye on the ball. Made the play. And it ends the inning. Strong defensive play by the 21-year-old from the DR. For the Captains, it's no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. It's time for the seventh inning stretch. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains, and everything you love. Captains 6, Loons 5. Bottom of the seventh we go. Benton will start it for Lake County when we return, WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Bottom of the seventh, Trey Benton on to protect a one-run lead. He got a final out, a strikeout of Imanol Vargas to close the sixth. He'll face 8-9-1, beginning with Aldrich DeYoung. First pitch, DeYoung looks at, misses inside, count 1-0. Six runs, 11 hits, an error for Lake County. Five runs, four hits, no errors for Great Lakes. The Captains have drastically out-hit the Loons, but the Loons down just a tally. The 1-0. DeYoung chopper right side. Naraha with a backhand snag, and he thought about flipping, but now will have to hustle to the base, and he does not beat DeYoung. Benton was late to cover. Naraha thought he would be there, but when he looked up, he wasn't, so had a sprint, and DeYoung hustling the whole way out of the box gets the first in time, and DeYoung aboard. So now Austin Gauthier will come up. That just... not ideal for Lake County by any stretch of the imagination. Naraho's eyes went up, and he fielded it routinely. It was going to be what the Captains have worked on so much in practice. Pitchers covering bases and those situations, and right there, Benton just didn't get a great jump, and DeYoung, to his credit, hustling to get aboard. So Austin Gauthier is at the plate, first pitch from Benton. Gauthier puts a bunt down the first baseline. Naraho fields, Benton there to cover. He gets the flip and just beats Gauthier to the base. Gauthier with a smart job of putting that sack bunt down, and he was a step away from getting aboard himself, but he does the job in moving DeYoung to second. Loons playing small ball and hoping their top of the order, which now begins with Eddie's Leonard, could drive in the tying run. Leonard tonight does not have a hit. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. He has three hits in this series, two in game one, one yesterday, and again the 0 for 2 night tonight for the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. First pitch from Benton. Leonard watches a breaking ball miss outside, count 1-0. DeYoung, it is ruled a single, so he got a single, an infield single by hustling down the first base line. Now it's second after the sacrifice bunt, and two chances to drive in a runner in scoring position for the Loons, who have left just two on base tonight as a unit. 1-0 from Benton. Chopper left side. DeYoung stays put. Tolentino fields the shortstop. He fires the first in time. Shortstop retiring shortstop for out number two. Big job by, or great job by Benton there, forcing the ground ball. And now we'll take on Dalton Rushing for Great Lakes. Rushing is 1-for-3 with the RBI single. Again, the guy who hasn't been here all year for Great Lakes, joining them in the postseason with the most important games. And he will step in the left-hand batter's box here. Runner on second, DeYoung. Benton trying to keep the captains ahead. First pitch. Rushing swings, broken bat into center field, and Tolentino backtracked and made the play that ended the inning. Broken bat for Rushing and escaping Benton. The captains will take it. No runs for the Loons. One hit, no errors, one left on. Through seven innings, Captain 6, Loons 5, WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. 2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Top of the eighth inning, 8-9-1 for Lake County. Great Lakes selects to stay with Ryan Sublett. It's a left-hander getting loose in the Loons bullpen currently, but they'll stick with Sublett here at least for this at-bat against Mikael Ramirez. It's a 6-5 Lake County lead despite a runner getting in scoring position for the Loons in the previous seventh. Trey Benton got a ground out, then a line out to end the frame. Mikael looks at a first pitch, a called strike on the outer half. And the count 0-1. Benton's only at 12 pitches. The captain's bullpen is stirring over there. No one currently getting loose. Sublett righty, Ramirez righty, the 0-1. Ramirez a swing and a miss, count 0-2. Sublett 1 1/3 innings pitch, 2 hits, no runs allowed. Worked out of 2 singles. 2 runners on the 7th with a strikeout and a ground out. Both teams held without a run in the 7th. 0-2 is a breaking ball low, and the count 1-2. It's been 3 scoreless innings combined tonight in the 2nd, 5th, and 7th. Every other inning has seen a run from at least one side. Captain 6, Loons 5 here in this game 3. The 1-2, fastball just off the plate outside, count 2-2. Good eye from Ramirez as he gives a wiggle of the hips in the right-hand batter's box, feeling loose. Back-to-back starts at the catcher spot. And tonight, 0-for-2 with a walk. Sublett set the pitch. Fastball high. Ramirez does not take a hack. Count full. The lefty appears to be Jeff Belge for Great Lakes. He pitched yesterday. 3-2 from Sublett. Breaking ball and a called third strike. Locks up Ramirez on the outer edge, and that strikeout number 3 for Sublett, out number 1 here to kick off the 8th. As the largest nonprofit energy aggregator in Ohio, NOPEC provides you peace of mind with competitive pricing and no tricky contracts. Visit NOPEC.org to find out why NOPEC is the safe choice in a volatile market. So now it's Yordies Valdez, who is 2-for-3 tonight with two doubles. One of three captains, he, Connor Cox, and Alexi Planez, with more than one hit tonight. In fact, of the 11 captains' hits, Planez, Cox, and Valdez responsible for eight of them. Valdez with two doubles. First pitch or was a strike. Second pitch cut on a missed count 0-2. Valdez lifted one to shallow right off the end of his bat, but it was a long way for Keith to go with Valdez batting from the right side, and he couldn't make the play, neither for Goffey or the second baseman, nor the first baseman rushing. Sublette, the look, the 0-2. Fastball low, count 1-2, and Valdez stays away. Valdez, the Havana Cuban native, a recent addition to Lake County from Lynchburg, and has just been aces for the captains since joining. Sublette, a deep breath, the 1-2. Breaking ball under the glove of Cartaya, so the count 2-2. Valdez, a sway in the left-hand batter's box. Sublette, and the stare in. He shakes off a sign, righty comes set. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch. Valdez swings, line drive, just foul. Down the first base line, under the glove of Rushing, who was in the vicinity but did not make the play. Captains would love some insurance, some cushion. Appears to be Zach Hart, who will begin to warm up for Lake County. Another back-end bullpen guy, the 25-year-old from Hartford, Connecticut. Two balls, two strikes here, and the pitch from Sublette. Valdez swings into right field, and a blooper will drop in front of Keith for a hit. Three-hit game for Yordies Valdez tonight, and he's aboard here in the eighth. 12 hits for this captain's team, six runs, and Yordies Valdez with a three-hit night. How about that? His second one of the season, including the regular season stats, and that other three-hit game came here in Great Lakes back on September 2nd. It's amazing, considering the infield depth in the Guardians organization, that Valdez just joining Lake County, that he hasn't been here all year. First pitch is high, count 1-0, and there's been, believe me, plenty of great guys in front of him. Cairo, Tolentino, as well as Aaron Braccio on this roster as well, and Angel Martinez, who's up in Double-A. It's 1-0 here. Runner on first, Valdez, leaning towards the second base bag. 1-0 pitch. Naranjo swings off the end of his bat and out of play, count 1-1. Righty Sublette, Naranjo the lefty. Sublette trying to complete 2 1/3 in relief. Already one out, but a runner allowed. Valdez at first. The pitch, fastball inside. High, count 2-1. The captains have seven more hits, but just one more run than this Loons team. Lefty continues to get loose, is Belge, and Hart still waiting to throw, but standing in the bullpen right now with a baseball in his hand. Sublette will fire over to first, back here with a head first slide. Valdez, a fake from Rushing, and then another one. Valdez stayed with his hands on the base, not going to get a hidden ball trick here in game three. Valdez smartly decides to keep his hand on the base, and I'm sure Jan Rivera doing some good job adding and being that extra set of eyes for Valdez. 2-1, fastball low and inside, count 3-1. Rajo knows how to work a walk. Most tied for most in the captains in their history, the most on this season by far. Naranjo 1-for-4 today, a single, an RBI single in the sixth, the last captain's run they've scored. Sublette set the 3-1. Naranjo pops it up. Left side foul territory, third baseman Vivas sprinting, and it's out of his reach into the seats behind the captain's dugout. Count full. Joe Naranjo into the left-hand batter's box to face a 3-2 from Ryan Sublette, the righty, who will fire his 40th pitch here this evening. The 3-2. Naranjo puts it on the ground, rushing the first baseman field, steps on the back, fires the second, and Leonard applies the tag there. Dalton rushing with an impressive defensive play, a double play, 3-6. It ends the eighth. The Captains, no runs, one hit, no errors, none left on. Bottom of the eighth, Benton will begin once more for Lake County, and the Loons just need a run to tie. We'll see if they can do it with 3-4-5 against Benton when we return WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captains home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Three, four, five for the Loons. Bottom of the eighth. Zach Hart warming up. Benton on the mound. Benton got out of a runner on in the seventh. First pitch here to Diego Cartaya. Fastball high. Count 1-0. Ample chance for this Great Lakes Loons team who wants to extend their season. Same for Lake County. Both teams have played over 130 games this season. They aren't guaranteed tomorrow unless they're victorious tonight. The 1-0 from Benton. Fastball low, count 2-0. It's Cartaya, Vivas, Keith. All three of those men, 3-4-5 for Great Lakes, without a hit tonight. Keith, the only one to reach. Cartaya is 0-for-3, a pop-up, and two ground outs. Benton, the deep breath, and the 2-0 pitch. Fastball high, count 3-0. Benton looks at those shoes, and that's going to be a storyline that is definitely post-game discussion-worthy because why are the Captains cleaning their cleats more often than the Loons? What are they dealing with on the mound as a staff? Because Benton cleaning his cleats before throwing this 3-0, and Davenport had to deal with it his entire start. The 3-0 from Benton. Breaking ball called strike. Cartaya began to take a step towards first, but he'll step back into the right-hand batter's box to face a 3-1. Both teams with 76 wins this season. Lake County right now, one run better, 6-5 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-1 pitch from Benton. Cartaya swings, high fly ball center field. Moving to his right, Halpin, he's under it, makes the grab, one away. Of course, the winner of this will move on to the Midwest League Championship Series, and their opponent right now looks like it'll be the South Bend Cubs. They're up 7-0, bottom of the seventh against Cedar Rapids. The Colonels are the home team. They'll get last licks. That game started 30 minutes after ours. So Jorbit Vivas will now step in for the Loons. Benton on the mound, the right-hander for Lake County. Vivas without a hit today. First pitch, fastball high, count 1-0. Hart still awaiting for the Captains, maybe a four-out save spot or just getting the ninth, depending on how Benton works. He only threw 12 pinches, did Benton, to work through 1-1/3 to get to this point. The 1-0. Breaking ball, top of the zone, called strike. Nice pitch from Benton. It's one ball, one strike here. Benton, the look in. And a deep breath. The 1-1. Breaking ball low inside. Count 2-1. Loon's meter of this order is going to try and work the count and try and get a runner on. They got one on the seventh. The Young reached second, but with one out, Leonard and rushing, and what could be their final at-bats of the season, did not come through. Two balls, one strike. Benton's pitch is a breaking ball top of the zone. Count 2-2. Vivas, a practice swing outside the left-hand batter's box. He'll step back in. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Benton the look in. And he comes set. Here's the 2-2. Vivas just stays alive, fouling it straight down. These two teams haven't been separated by much this year. They're top five in a lot of statistical categories, ERA, batting average against pitching-wise, as well as home runs. 76 wins on both sides, and both teams have thrown counterpunches all season long. The Captains with just one more win in 26 games played, 14-12, including the postseason, looking for one more to punch their ticket to a championship series. So it's two balls, two strikes, one out. Benton the look in. And he comes set. The righty to the lefty here. The pitch from Benton. Breaking ball just low. Count four. By the way, again, 7-0 South Bend. And that Midwest League scoreboard look was presented by University Hospitals here on WJCU. Hoping it's not the final time we get to give you a Midwest League scoreboard. And just reiterating the score next week, of course. It's three balls, two strikes here. Benton to Vivas, the pitch. Breaking ball, a call, third strike. Benton puts it on the inside corner. It locks up Vivas, and there's now two away here in the eighth. Great time for Benton with the K. His second, he'll face Damon Keith here. Captain's defense will move accordingly, more towards their left with Keith batting from the right side. Valdez shaded up the middle. Damon Keith tonight, 0-1. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the sixth, and then scored on the Imanol Vargas home run in the fourth. First pitch to him is a fastball low, count 1-0. The Captains will leave Benton here and give the ninth to Hart. Benton a stare in, and he comes set. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball high inside, count 2-0. Despite falling behind the first two batters in this inning, Cartaya and Vivas, Benton battled back for a flyout to center off the bat of Cartaya and a second strikeout of his outing, first of this inning against Vivas. Damon Keith, who had the big home run, game one, two RBI in this series at the plate. The 2-0 looks at a fastball, clips the outside corner, count 2-1. It's 6-5 Lake County. Trying to protect that same lead for a second consecutive inning is Benton. The 15th round, 2019 pick of the Cleveland Guardians. The 2-1. Keith, a slow roller. Off the front end of the mound, Benton fields underhand, throw to Naraho, and that ends the inning. Trey Benton with a 1-2-3 worked, and now the Captains are three outs away. They'll look to add some insurance in Game 3 of the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. They lead 6-5. As we go to the ninth, WJCU.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
First pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right center. Goodbye, home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Top of the ninth, last chance for Lake County to add some insurance. They lead 6-5, and a right-hander getting loose for Lake County right now. Appears maybe a bit of a change here. It looks like it might be Jordan Jones out there. It's Jeff Belge on the mound here, lefty for Great Lakes. Their third pitcher out of the pen, fourth to be used tonight, who will face 2-3-4 in the captain's order. Fifth time they're up this evening. Cairo swings, lifts a ball foul right side, count 1-1. It is a 6-5 lead for Lake County here in game number 3. The winner taking it all and going to the championship series and the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series here. Game number 3. As Cairo fouls away right side, count 1-2. Lake County playing in game overall this season, 132. Season of ups and downs, but in recent times ups. So much so they got the second half playoff spot. Winning by just a game over West Michigan, taking a one game lead and finishing that way in the second half standings. The reason they're here tonight, playing ball against the Loons. Belge the 1-2. Cairo checks swing, puts it into the netting. Foul ball. Belge, the 24-year-old, getting the look here in the ninth, trying to keep the captains scoreless. There is a righty just in case, because Belge has had mixed results against the captains. Yesterday, Belge pitched 1-1/3 scoreless, 13 pitches thrown. Cairo swinging a miss on a 1-2. Belge sets him down. Cairo rolling sombrero tonight. Unfortunately for him, though, the last three times he's come up has been a new pitcher's first batter feast. So Petey Halpin will come up. Petey Halpin tonight, 1-for-4. He singled in the first and came around to score on the Planez 3-run shot. Half of the captain's offense tonight of their 6-run score. Lefty Belge, lefty Halpin. First pitch, swing and a miss, count 0-1. It is the righty Jones, by the way. It was hard originally warming up, but the captains now elect to go throw Jones. 0-1 from Belge. Breaking ball high in the count 1-1. Captains have gotten five hits over the last three. As Halpin, a chopper, foul down the first baseline. And one run to show for in this last three innings played. They again want that cushion because you know the Loons, with their season on the line, despite it being 6-7-8 in the order, will not go down without a fight. Down 1. 1-2 Belge is offering. Swung on and missed by Halpin. 2 Ks for Belge. 2 outs. Alexi Planez will get a 5th plate appearance and a chance to go 5-for-5 here tonight. Planez with a 3-run homer, 418 feet over the left field fence, that really set the tone for the captains. He would single in the third, double in the fifth, and single an infield single back in the seventh for a 4-for-4 evening. First pitch he sees is a breaking ball high, count 1-0. I wouldn't blame the Loons here if they intentionally walked Planez, but Belge the lefty will face Planez for his 5th plate appearance tonight. The 1-0. Planez swings, lines it back, foul on the count 1-1. Belch sent it to Belt. Lefty on righty. The pitch. Plonage check swing. Did he go? He did, says first base umpire Kenny Jackson. So it's one ball, two strikes, 2 outs. Belge, strike out the sign and try and jolt this offense, and especially this crowd that's been waiting for a reason to explode all night long. 1-2, 2 outs, Belge. The deep breath in the pitch. Planez spoils it, putting it to the right side. Foul, out of play, and potentially out of the stadium to the right side. Captain's last chance offensively to leave their mark before the bottom of the ninth. One ball, two strikes, 2 outs. Belge, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Planez swings through it. Cartaya picks it up off a hop and fires the first to end the inning. So the Captains go down 1-2-3. Belge strikes out the side. And the score will be 6-5 to go in to the bottom of the ninth. It makes sense. A one-run score is what we got. It will be Jordan Jones wearing the sleeves, as he does every relief appearance, to come on for Lake County for the bottom of the ninth. This is the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series, game number 3, here on WJCU.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in 3 easy steps. 1, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. 2, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. 3, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Season hanging by a thread here for both sides. Lake County with 6 runs, Great Lakes with 5. It's the bottom of the ninth that will go to Jordan Jones for the Captains. He'll face 6, 7, and 8 in the Loons order, beginning with center fielder Jose Ramos here in the ninth. Jordan Jones on the mound, the righty, the windup, and the pitch. Ramos fouls it away right side, out of play. Jordan Jones, who rejoined the Captains in late August after a stint at the AA level, has been another strong reliever for them. 47 innings this year with Lake County, 5.55 ERA, 4-for-6, and save opportunities. The 0-1, breaking ball off the plate outside, count 1-1. Ramos tonight 1-for-3, a single in the fourth, scored on the Emmanuel Vargas 3-run homer. Also brought home a run on a ground out in the sixth, did Ramos. Righty on righty, Jones, the 1-1. Ramos a chopper left side, moving to his right, fielding chest high, Tolentino, the throw to first, in time, there's one down. 2 outs away, the Captains from a clinch of the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship and a spot in the Midwest League title game. Emmanuel Vargas will come up, and it's been a rough stretch for him before tonight. He entered this game 0-for-40, with snap then 0-for-41 streak with a 3-run shot to deep right. He'll face the righty Jones here, righty on lefty. First pitch from Jones. Vargas swings in the air down the left field line. It's foul ball into the picnic tables, out of play. Jordan Jones' last appearance was all the way back on September 7th. He's been just waiting in the wings, waiting for a moment like this to try and push his team into the title game. The 0-1. Vargas fouls it back to the back wall. Count 0-2. Vargas, the 24-year-old from the Dominican Republic, against Jordan Jones, the 24-year-old from Seattle, Washington. Jones head on Vargas, 0-2. And the offering. Fastball high outside, count 1-2. The Loons need just a run to push this game into extras, 2 to win it. The Captains want to put up for a third consecutive inning. In the final three innings, a goose egg, and then head to the title. 1-2. Breaking ball. It misses high. Borderline at the top of the zone. Does not get the call, so the count to 2-2. Jones a look in, Vargas calls time. And he called time, by the way, as the pitch clock was just about to expire on 0. If it did, it would have made the count 3-2. Vargas couldn't wait him out one more second. Maybe a break for Jones as the 2-2 comes in. Fastball, a called third strike. One out away are the Lake County Captains. Their last championship back in 2010, and they want another chance at it. A 2022 group that has been so special all season long. 76 wins, the most in the Midwest League. Looking for their second here and a 2-1 series win in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. Jones against Aldrich DeYoung, the first pitch. DeYoung a swing and a miss, count 0-1. DeYoung 1-for-3, an infield single in the seventh. He is the last Loon to get on board. He'd be stranded in scoring position in the seventh. 0-1 from Jones. DeYoung fouls it away left side, count 0-2. The Loons are down to their final strike and final out of 2022. Jones, the righty, with the look in. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The young, the lefty, Jones, the righty, the pitch. And Jones was about to throw and stumbled off the mound. And the, not the home plate umpire, but the other umpires are signaling, yeah, that's a balk. So, oh, Jones will regather. I don't think a ball is added, but it's, yeah, a ball will be added. So it's one ball, two strikes. Jones now will fire to the plate. The 1-2. Breaking ball low, count 2-2. Of course, Jones is feeling in a little nerves, as is DeYoung, expected in this spot. It's two balls, two strikes, two outs. Captain 6, Loons 5, here in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. The righty Jones, the 2-2. DeYoung, a chopper foul down the first baseline. The last seven Loons have been retired in a row. DeYoung wants to keep this game alive for his squad. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Captains up a run in this game three in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. Here's the pitch from Jones. Swing and a miss! The Captains are championship bound! They take care of the Loons and will now mob Jordan Jones as they punch their ticket to the championship series here in the Midwest League. Mike Amditas will douse Jones with some Gatorade, and this team fired up. The Lake County Captains will play on. They will go to the championship series. They're East Division champions in the Midwest League. And will have at least two more games guaranteed to them and a shot to win the team's second title in franchise history. Fired up as they all shake hands, and the Loons, not one has left the dugout. This is a team that has waited for a postseason spot since pretty much June, clinching it and wanting to go to the championship. But the Lake County Captains in Midland take two games in this series and win 2-1 in the series, 6-5 tonight. And the Captains will again play on. They will continue this amazing season and go for a title against two. Well, right now, South Bend up 7-3, bottom of the eighth. And we'll tell you about that and more on the Lake County Captains wrap-up show. But the team will go back out to the mound, probably take some photos and enjoy their night because they won't play tomorrow. The Midwest League Championship will begin on Sunday. So the Captains take care of business tonight. They move on, and they will go to the Midwest League Championship Series for just the second time in franchise history. And you will hear it on WJCU. You'll also hear the wrap-up show next. It's coming your way. The Captains take it tonight by a score of 6-5 here in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series on WJCU.
Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue, when you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com. A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captains home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. It's time to take a look back at today's game with the Captain's Wrap-Up Show. Now, here's John Vicari.
There will be more Lake County Captains baseball in 2022 in a decisive Game 3 tonight in the Midwest League East Division Championship Series. The Lake County Captains win by a run, 6-5 against the Great Lakes Loons. A hard-fought effort all around, and really just a classic of a game. All three games in this series were just great to call, and hope you enjoyed them on WJCU. There will be a championship series coming your way Sunday out in either South Bend or Cedar Rapids. That game's still not over yet, but the Cubs up 4 in the ninth. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, the games will be at Classic Park in Eastlake, Ohio. Game 3 if necessary, but a guaranteed Game 2 on Tuesday. That will be September 20th. We will run through all the big plays here tonight. Of course, the Captains got it started with a dramatic and really just dominant opening inning against Kendall Williams. After one out, Christian Cairo was hit by a pitch, and then Petey Halpin a single. So it set up Alexi Planez with two runners on. Planez was 0-for-9 in the postseason up to this point, also having chances with runners on, but never converting. Well, that would change as Planez would rocket a ball to deep left field, 418 feet, and Lake County was up 3-0 before the Loons got in at bat. 0-for-5 yesterday for Lake County. First pitch from Williams. Planez swings in the air to deep left. DeYoung backtracking, looking up, and that one's long gone. Alexi Planez with a three-run homer. First hit of the postseason and 20th home run overall. 418 feet to deep left field, and the Captains score three here in the top of the first. And that all just with one out recorded. That with just, again, yeah, as mentioned, one out. Lake County would get a single from Connor Cox, but no more in that inning, though up 3-0. Aaron Davenport would work six up, six down to begin his start, and he'd get a strikeout of Jose Ramos to finish the second. 27 pitches through two, Aaron Davenport. And the Captains were rocking early on, 3-0 after two innings of baseball played. The 3-2. Another breaking ball. This one, a called third strike on the inner half. Aaron Davenport with a fist pump into his glove. The breaking ball works there. Six up, six down for the right-hander. Through two innings of ball tonight, 3-0. Yeah, 3-0, and it was, again, six up, six down for Davenport, a really strong start. He would get roughed up in the third, however, though it could have been worse. Something, again, you look back, and I'm sure the Loons will look back at each and every at-bat and what could have been done differently, but for Aaron Davenport in this spot to just allow one run in total was really, really strong. He would get the first two outs, Emmanuel Vargas and Aldridge DeYoung, but then allow a single to Austin Gauthier, a walk to Eddie's Leonard, and with two runners on the corners, Dalton Rushing, the guy who literally got drafted in July by this Dodgers team, here at the high A level, would knock an RBI single on the Loons' first run of the game. The 2-1. Rushing swings, line drive, base hit into right. Gauthier hits third, a throw comes from Planez, and it's well over the catcher Ramirez. Davenport with the backup. Rushing with an RBI single, it also moved Leonard to third. The Loons are on the board for the first time at home in this playoff series, and they cut the deficit here to 3-1. Yeah, 3-1 that score, and again, it could have been worse. After the two outs, and again, that single from Rushing, runners were on the corners. Diego Cartaya, the top Dodgers prospect, came up. He would ground out to second. Yordies Valdez making the play after fielding up the middle, and Aaron Davenport escaped further damage. Lake County would add further damage to their lead and extend it to a four-run lead. This from the bat of Yordies Valdez after a leadoff single from Connor Cox. A fielder's choice from Corey Holland put one on with one out. A walk from Mikael Ramirez put on another, so a runner on second, a runner on first. And after Kendall Williams was yanked out of the ballgame after beginning the fourth, they would call on Ben Harris, a lefty, to get a favorable matchup with Valdez batting from the right side, the side he frequents less than his left. And Valdez made him pay a two-run double as part of a three-hit night for Yordies Valdez here this evening. Lefty comes on here and inherits Holland on second, Ramirez on first. One out, and will take on Yordis Valdez, batting from the right side. Valdez swings the first pitch, lifts it into left center field, and that will be down for a hit. Holland hits third. He will come home to score. Ramirez getting the wave around as well. The ball comes into third, so Ramirez will score. It's a two-run double from Yordis Valdez. He continues his postseason tear and gives Lake County now a 5-1 lead here in the fourth. Yeah, big time from Yordis. Of course, Great Lakes were not going to go down without a fight. In the fourth, they would finally get to Aaron Davenport for more than a run. After a second walk from Davenport and a single from Jose Ramos, Emil Vargas would step up. He was 0-41 up until he delivered a three-run homer. Of course, it would just pull the Loons within one, with the captain scoring two in the fourth, and Lake County for this game never relinquished the lead that they got in the first. Right now, though, 0-1, Davenport's pitch. Vargas swings in the air to deep right. It's gone. He breaks out of an 0-41 with a three-run homer. And just like that, the Loons are down a run. Yeah, one swing of the bat changed the game and brought it to a one-run lead, and it would be one run throughout. Of course, Lake County just clinging to it in the later stages. In the fifth, Alex Replanes would get his third hit, a double, but that would be it for both sides. In the sixth, it would be Lake County to get yet another run. Who else? Yordis Valdez would get a double with two outs to get aboard, and then another two-out run score, this time from Lake County, and the bat of Joe Naraho, who had a quiet first two games in this series, but would deliver what would be the game-winning run, an RBI single to center to give the captains a 6-4 advantage. Valdez, plenty of speed at second, so if Naraho can put this ball into the outfield, most likely would be a captain's gaining a two-run advantage. 2-1 from Harris. Naraho swings, lofted into shallow center, and it will drop in. Valdez hits third, and he will come around to score. Captains up 6-4, Joe Naraho with an RBI single here in the top of the sixth. Yeah, and that would put them up 6-4. The Loons would get that run back in a wacky sixth. Damon Keith was hit by a pitch from Davis Sharp, and an E1 would put Keith on third. It was an errant pickoff throw from Sharp that moved Keith from first to third. He was hit by a pitch and looked like he was hurt a bit, but he was flying to second to third, and he would be scored by a Jose Ramos ground out. The last run the Loons would score either side, that was in the bottom of the sixth. To now be 90 feet away for Ramos. The 1-2. Chopper left side. Cairo Fields, runner will take off. Cairo will go to first. His throw across the diamond beats Ramos by a step, but the Loons push across a run. They would, and it would be once again a 6-5 game, but in the final three innings, which have really defined games in this series, Lake County scoring a run to further their lead, and the Loons scoring four in the final three in game one, neither side would contribute to the board in the inning, or in the final three, and Lake County was fine with that because they were up 6-5, which would be your final. How it happened, though? Well, Lake County bullpen stepped up. Trey Benton would get the seventh, and he'd work a six-pitch inning, working around a single from Aldrich DeYoung to reach scoring position, but nothing more. In the eighth, Lake County tried to extend their lead. Yordis Valdez with a single. He had a three-hit night, but a double play, 3-6 from Joe Naraho, negated their effort. So again, 6-5, still your score. The 3-2. Naraho puts it on the ground, rushing the first baseman field, steps on the back, fires the second, and Leonard applies the tag there. Dalton rushing with an impressive defensive play, a double play, 3-6. Yeah, 3-6 for the Loons. Nice defensive play made, again, to give them a shot just to get a run, but they'd be set up 6-up, 6-down in the final two innings. It would be for the Loons, Cartaya, Vivas, and Keith in the eighth. Trey Benton set them down 1-2-3, and then came the ninth, of course, for Lake County. Jordan Jones would come on, and Jordan Jones hadn't pitched since September 7th, a guy who's been promoted to Double-A, sent back down to Lake County, and he's been clutch at times, but other times, hey, sometimes he got rocked and rolled a bit, a 5.5 ERA, that's what happens, but Jones was just money tonight. He would get a ground out to short of Jose Ramos to begin the inning, and then after a long battle with Emmanuel Vargas, which, by the way, key moment that may be forgotten here tonight, Vargas, with a 2-2 count, had the pitch clock at 1 before he called time. He lets it go. Who knows how that bat would have unraveled. Instead, Jones would get that time after Vargas called it, and then he'd strike out with Vargas, Jones getting the first strikeout, and out number 2, putting the Captains 1 out away. If it did, it would have made the count 3-2. Vargas couldn't wait him out one more second. Maybe a break for Jones as the 2-2 comes in. Fastball, a called third strike. 1 out away are the Lake County Captains. 1 out away, and that out would be Aldridge DeYoung. Jordan Jones would get the strikeout swing, and Lake County would be celebrating on the field because they just punched their ticket to the Midwest League Championship Series. And let's see who they play. Is it final? No, but South Bend's now up 9-3, top of the 9th, so most likely we'll go out to South Bend, Indiana. But tonight will be all celebration for the Captains as they get it done, besting the Loons in a 3-game series, 2-1, and winning here tonight, 6-5. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, Captains up a run in this Game 3 in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. Here's the pitch from Jones. Swing and a miss! The Captains are championship bound! They take care of the Loons and will now mob Jordan Jones as they punch their ticket to the Championship Series here in the Midwest League. Yeah, and you could hear the celebrations. Unfortunately, I found out the feed on MILB cut after the Jones pitch, so you didn't get to see the celebration, but if you were listening here on WJCU, you at least heard it, and that was the Captains celebrating on the field. They just took a bunch of photos, and they will hit the road tomorrow morning, but they have an off day tomorrow before the championship series begins, and it will be all celebration because they will go play either the South Bend Cubs or the Cedar Rapids Colonels with, no matter what, just 3 games remaining in their season, 2 wins for either side, and you'll have a Midwest League champion. This is the first time since 2010 when the Lake County Captains were Midwest League champions that they have clinched a berth to the championship round, and we will see from there. Of course, all the action will be here on WGCU, Game 1 on Sunday, which if South Bend wins, and we're going to take an educated guess here with the score 9-3, we're not going to be naive, but again, if Cedar Rapids does come back, it changes, but South Bend will start 6:35 Eastern time for that Game 1 on Sunday, and then Game 2, TBT, and Game 3, TBT in Classic Park. I'd figure 7:05, probably. That's what it was, 7 o'clock during the last series. I would figure in that ballpark. There won't be an afternoon game, I'll promise you that, for that Tuesday and Wednesday. And, of course, tickets will be available at lakecountycaptains.com. Social media platforms at LC Captains on Twitter and Instagram, and the full word Lake County Captains on Facebook for more information. But the final tonight, 6-5, and the Captains are going to the Midwest League Championship as they take care of the Great Lakes Loons, who, by the way, I'll say before I sign off, great season for them as well. 76 wins, and a couple things go different here tonight, and the Loons would be keep playing baseball. But the Lake County Captains are the team that get the job done, and they will go on to the championship series. Before we sign off, special thank you to Jake Volnick in the studio, who worked yesterday and today. He and Logan Petoskey will join me, and hopefully both on air, for Games 2 and, if necessary, Game 3 next week. Of course, Game 1 will be in South Bend, Indiana, or Cedar Rapids, Iowa, for Lake County. But special thank you to him. Great job at the Farm Report and keeping the broadcast in check all night long. I'm John Vicari saying so long for Midland, Michigan, but not so long on the season. Captains will continue as they will go to the Midwest League Championship Series. And you'll hear it all here on WJCU. Final score, final time. Lake County 6, Great Lakes 5. Here on your home for Captains baseball and Captains playoff baseball, WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.